embassy under fire in Damascus.
No U.S. casualties at this time.
The president says the fight must go on.
We are now in the early hours of this struggle between tyranny and freedom.
Out with the new math.
It ended up mathematically illiterate.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. One day after the 9/11 anniversary, a bold attack against the U.S. Embassy in Damascus, Syria. Reporter George Baghdadi says armed Islamists launched the assault on the embassy compound with hand grenades and automatic weapons.
Hundreds of riot police filling the place. There was some smoke coming up out of the embassy just a while ago. Now everything is under the control of the security.
No Americans were wounded. Three of the attackers were killed, along with a member of Syria's anti-terrorist force. Who's responsible? Reporter Hugh McLeod is in Damascus.
No claim of responsibility as yet, but there are Islamist groups operating inside Syria. There have been a number of security incidents in Damascus over the past couple of months.
Terrorism expert Sajan Gohel says it may be the handiwork of al-Qaeda.
It is harder now for al-Qaeda Central to orchestrate attacks in the U.S. mainland. So as a result, they would want to target U.S. interests abroad.
Well, President Bush capped a day commemorating the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with his latest speech on fighting terrorism, live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president acknowledges problems in Iraq as he again tries to tie what polls indicate is an unpopular war to the wider war on terrorism.
Whatever mistakes have been made in Iraq, the worst mistake would be to think that if we pulled out, the terrorists would leave us alone. They will not leave us alone.
As he called for national unity, he framed a long-term challenge.
If we do not defeat these enemies now, we will leave our children to face a Middle East overrun by terrorist states and radical dictators armed with nuclear weapons.
CBS News political consultant Craig Crawford says the very themes Mr. Bush emphasized last night are the midterm campaign issues.
The president can keep that connection that we need the war in Iraq to fight the war on terror. Then he can keep enough voters along with him to keep control of Congress, perhaps, for the Republican Party.
Now, the White House insists last night's speech was not political. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, it's a busy primary day. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports on a closely watched Senate race.
The most national attention is on Rhode Island, where Republican Lincoln Chafee, who's opposed the president's tax cuts and the war in Iraq, faces a more conservative challenger. The National Republican Party has poured money in to help Chafee, convinced if he loses the primary, Democrats will easily capture his seat in November.
There are battles in several states over new laws requiring various forms of identification when registering. Republicans say it's fraud prevention. Opponents argue they disenfranchise groups likely to vote Democratic. Well, when it comes to arithmetic, the latest recommendation for America's math teachers is to tell students to go figure. We're live with CBS News correspondent Chris Mavridis.
Nick, back in 1989, the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics recommended letting students as young as kindergarten age use calculators. Critics then said
it just won't work. It ended up mathematically illiterate as a result.
Now the council has changed its mind, and in a report to be released today, will recommend going back to the old way, teaching multiplication tables and long division. Math professor Ralph Ramey says it's about time.
My hope is that children will be taught arithmetic. It's going to be a difficult road to reverse what the generation has lost.
Reporting live, Chris Mavridis, CBS News.
America's most famous university has just become the first major school to end early admissions. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Chenemy. And Jim, why is Harvard taking this step?
Well, critics have long complained it just isn't fair.
Early applications favored the students who were the most privileged because they were the most organized and the ones who understood the system.
Christopher Avery, author of The Early Admissions Game, he says economically disadvantaged students also have to balance competing offers of financial aid.
It's a very bold move.
But one that Avery says could backfire for Harvard.
If you don't have an early application system, it's hard to compete to recruit those applicants who feel like they need to lock something in early on.
Reporting live, Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Safe and Sound, an Amber Alert, was briefly issued last night for two boys feared abducted in Denver. The 11-year-olds were found about a half hour later in a Lakewood store. Police say the pair was there on their own free will. A witness thought he had seen the boys forced into a car near 18th and Lowell yesterday afternoon, but that turned out to be false. Police say the two kids were just doing what they weren't supposed to be doing. Investigators believe they're making progress in the search for a Marine suspected of staging his disappearance in Boulder County. We get more from Joe Chiaro.
21-year-old Lance Corporal Lance Herring could face charges of desertion after failing to show up at Camp Pendleton yesterday, but his family reportedly contends he's not due back at the base until next week. A friend reported Herring missing nearly 2 weeks ago, but investigators say the friend later admitted to lying.
Boulder investigators don't know if Herring is still in the state. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. Drying out along Front Range highways this morning, but a nice drive so far. We're wreck-free this morning along I-70 and 270. Wide open between Boulder and Denver on the turnpike, and I-25 looks good. Just watch out for orange cones still up along both the north and southbound exit ramps at Bellevue in the Tech Center. Of course, the Eisenhower Tunnel remains under construction, so the usual delays there today. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's going to turn against you here shortly, and you won't be able to do it. So you better get out and do it now.
So I got your permission to play golf today, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but you need to go check with Stacy first. All right, 303-713-7600. Go through the news this morning. Look at any of the news. I mean, the top story is that our embassy in Syria, in which we do not have an ambassador, but a chargé d'affaires, I think is what they're called, was attacked by three gunmen, three militants, tried to, and I guess they did, detonate a car bomb, but they were killed in the process. They were shot by Syrian guards. Nobody, no Americans were injured whatsoever, so that's good news. But most of what's in the paper today and most of what's in the news media today is a hangover from yesterday. George W. Bush, President Bush, gave a speech last night. I don't know if you saw any of it. Mary and I stayed up past Keith Olbermann to watch it. Speaking of Keith Olbermann, he had commentary last night, which once again I thought hit the nail on the head, and we're going to play that commentary back at 8 o'clock. Coming up here in a few minutes at 6:20, we'll be joined by Lisa Graves from the ACLU. She's the legislative counsel at the Washington, D.C. office of the ACLU. We've had her on numerous times, and we're going to talk to her about how civil liberties are doing in the wake of 9/11. Then at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Max Blumenthal. He is a Puffin Foundation writing fellow at the Nation Institute based in Washington, D.C. His work has appeared in Nation, Salon, The American Prospect, and numerous other publications. And we're going to talk about the path to 9/11. Yesterday, the path to 9/11 got its butt beat by football. Editing changes made by ABC to the first part of its miniseries, The Path to 9/11, were cosmetic and didn't change the meaning of the scenes that had angered several former Clinton administration officials. A spokesman for the former president said on Monday. And the former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark, now an ABC News consultant, denounced the movie as an egregious distortion. The docudrama divided the two chairmen of the commission that looked into the attacks, who usually present a united front on terrorism. That's Lee Hamilton and Tom Keene. But in the ratings, it didn't do that well. The movie was soundly beaten in the ratings by regular season debut of NBC Sunday Night Football, matching Peyton Manning of the Indianapolis Colts against his younger brother Eli of the New York Giants. The National Football League game had an estimated 20.7 million viewers, while Path to 9/11 had 13 million, according to the Nielsen Media Research. The ABC movie did, however, beat CBS's third airing of a 9/11 documentary, which was seen by an estimated 10.6 million people. So we'll talk to Max Blumenthal about the documentary and about the roots of how this thing took shape and who worked on it and who wrote it and the drive that is underway in Hollywood now and has been now for quite a while to infuse right-wing politics with entertainment. As you know, the right has charged for years and years and years that liberals and left-wing run Hollywood. You know, I always thought that the profit machine ran Hollywood, but I guess I must be wrong about that. But there are a lot of actors and actresses out there who are of liberal leanings. Thing is, they want to, this project that's underway, they want to change that, and they want to infuse more right-wing politics into Hollywood and its culture wars. And that's what this is that's what this is about. And we'll talk to him about that. Also, another really weird kind of twist to this path to 9/11 story, which, you know what, I don't blame American Airlines for this. Because, you know, if I were a shareholder in American Airlines, or I worked for American Airlines, or I was in management at American Airlines, or I was the chairman of board of American Airlines, I'd be angry about this. The controversial ABC film, The Path to 9/11, which concluded its two-day run last night, has been hit for an alleged political bias and also other things. But you know what? Monday, American Airlines released the following statement. The Disney ABC television program, The Path to 9/11, which began airing last night, is inaccurate and irresponsible in its portrayal of the airport check-in events that occurred on the morning of September 11, 2001. A factual description of those events can be found in the official government edition of the 9/11 Commission report and supporting documents. This misrepresentation of the facts dishonors the memory of innocent American Airlines employees and those who lost their lives as a result of the tragic events of 9/11. American said it will have no further comment beyond the statement at this time, but earlier in the day it had sent a letter to those who had contacted the company with the same complaint inspired by Ameriblog. And I guess what's going on here is that they misportrayed the events at the check-in, and that U.S. Air was involved in this somehow, and that American Airlines was portrayed as being the only airline involved. So we'll talk to Max Blumenthal about that as well. It's amazing that a major broadcast company could put this kind of stuff on the air. Yesterday, we had a lot of guests on. I took very few phone calls. If you want to talk about the president's speech last night, if you want to talk about 9/11, if you want to talk about any of that stuff, the phones open at 303-713-7600. Coming up, we'll talk to Lisa Graves and find out how civil liberties are doing in the wake up.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commissioned salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Jim at 303-300-1661. Or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee. Get what fits.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Al. 621, 21 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Gee. Hi today. 82 under mostly sunny skies. I'll take your calls here about Path to 9/11 and also about your reaction to yesterday and the president's speech. And all of that stuff coming up here. But first, let's go to Lisa Graves, who is the executive, she's the legislative counsel for the Washington, D.C. office of the ACLU. As many times as I've talked to you, Lisa, you think I get that right.
Hey, but, Jay, it's wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, but I'm on an early roll here this morning, as you can tell. Should be downhill from here. All right, I want to remind people, too, that the Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner is coming up on September 30th. Good tickets still available. We're expecting Lisa in town for that. She'll be sitting at my table. Okay, let's talk here in wake of 9/11. Now here it is 5 years later. How are we doing civil liberties-wise in this country?
Well, I think that our civil liberties are without a doubt less protected, weaker than they were 5 years ago. This president has engaged in a wide range of unilateral activities without check that have invaded the privacy of ordinary Americans, including the NSA wiretapping program that they refused to come clean about.
You know, I had a passionate conversation with a listener here, I believe it was last week, about where he thought it was okay to wiretap conversations from, this country to, say, Jordan or Lebanon or wherever. And I said, no, you know, you can't do that if it originates in the United States without a search warrant, because the Fourth Amendment prescribes that, and he just couldn't see it.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is that I think that's one of the real problems, or one of the real, consequences of this administration's rhetoric, is that they've so devalued the Fourth Amendment in their rhetoric that they have, I think, somehow convinced some people that this is all acceptable, but the Fourth Amendment plainly requires a warrant before American conversations are targeted. The warrant standards for these foreign intelligence investigations is actually quite low. If you have some evidence that a person is conspiring with Al-Qaeda, then you can easily get a warrant, and the court that approves these things has approved over 20,000 warrants in the last 28 years. An approval rate of 99.9995. They've only turned down a few in basically nearly three decades. And so if there's any evidence that a person is actually conspiring with Al-Qaeda, you can get a warrant like that. But I think one of the things that is especially unfortunate is that this administration has convinced people that there's no cost to this, no cost in terms of civil liberties or privacy, but also no cost. Monitoring every single telephone call of every business and every citizen and every person in the country, in this country, to another whole country, isn't just the monitoring, it's the analysis of all that data. The consequence of that is that literally the haystack is enormously larger, and we know from the 9/11 Commission and other findings that the administration actually did have some of the 911 hijackers on tape on valid wiretaps. And they hadn't gotten around to translating those. They had those before September 11th, and they hadn't translated them because even at that time there was an awful lot of intelligence that wasn't being fully analyzed. And here these people want to propose adding millions more conversations into that queue and somehow think they're making us safer. They're actually making us less safe.
But, you know, this is such a rough argument to make. It's not only a rough argument to make here on the radio with many, you know, with many listeners of this station and many callers who you'd think would be predisposed to, you know, to agreeing with what you're essentially saying and what I'm essentially saying, which is exactly the same thing. But it's a hard argument to make to the public. It's a hard argument to make to the public in general about this. And the thing that gets me is, and I've talked to you about this so many times, the Fourth Amendment is the Fourth Amendment. How does anybody in their right mind, I mean, how do you get around, I mean, they must teach this in law school. I mean, how do you get around trying to twist this thing and you know, and modify it such as, you know, people in the Justice Department and either ordinary citizens who either don't understand what it says or they feel the same way, like they can twist it around in order to fit the circumstances, where I don't think there's any, it's not open to very much interpretation, is it?
No, the Supreme Court actually has been very clear that Americans have a fundamental right to privacy in their conversations. And if you think about what that means monitoring every single thing you say, every email you write, every conversation you have. And under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, under the Foreign Intelligence Powers, actually bugging your home, bugging your office, listening to every conversation you have at your office, listening to potentially every intimate conversation in your bedroom, every argument with your partner. This is an incredibly intrusive power. And on top of that, every dollar spent monitoring, analyzing the conversations of ordinary, innocent Americans is a dollar not spent on Osama bin Laden. It's a dollar not focused like a laser beam on the actual person who did us harm. It's like a dollar wasted on Saddam Hussein, who clearly, if you read the intelligence reports from last week, had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, had nothing to do with al-Qaeda, and in fact was operating against al-Qaeda in Iraq. So
yeah, but you know,
misleads us and misleads and misleads.
Yeah, but 50%, I think it's somewhere around 50%, maybe it's 43% of the American public still believes that Saddam Hussein in Iraq, that Saddam was responsible for 9/11, and Condoleezza Rice is still linking Iraq and 9/11. I mean, she's still doing it. So,
once, and so is Dick Cheney on the Sunday shows this
weekend.
Well,
yeah, so, I mean, you and I mean, I, let me tell you the worst thing. The worst thing is to sit, you know, every single day. This is the part I get tied up about, and I'm sure you do too, is to sit every single day and complain. You know, and complain. And then people will send you email and go, stop whining. Particularly people on the right always do that. Like, stop whining. Like, it's okay for them to do it, you know, and scream and yell and do all their stuff, make all these absurd statements. But stop doing it. And you know what? This is not a right or left issue. What it is it's an issue of the Bill of Rights and our forefathers. It's an issue of America. I mean, it's an American issue, and yet you can't, I mean, you just talk to people till you're blue in the face. Then what ends up happening is you're frustrated. I mean, I'd rather come in here, you know, and read from a cookbook. You know? I mean, because people find all kinds of ways to get around this stuff, where if you just go open, you know, you go open, go look at the, go read the Fourth Amendment, go read the First Amendment, go read the Fifth Amendment, go read the Sixth Amendment, and it's like, I mean, how can you get around that? And it's like, we must be failing, or we must have failed somehow in educating people in school, or it must not take much to become a Justice Department official. And I don't mean to slam the entire Justice Department, but I'm talking about maybe the Attorney General. Like, I'm not sure Alberto Gonzalez can read this stuff.
Well, you know, it really is unfortunate what's happened at the Justice Department. I used to be Deputy Assistant Attorney General over there, and it's just become so politicized. They give these legal opinions that are basically these kitchen sink justifications for anything the administration wants to do. Then the president, who's not a lawyer, says, hey, the lawyer said I could do this. You know, I think that Mr. Gonzalez is going to go down in history as one of the worst attorney generals we've ever had. He has not defended the rule of law. He has found numerous ways for the president to violate it and try to justify that, and has misled Congress in his testimony about what the administration is doing. And, I mean, I do think it's very frustrating because with the repetition of lies from the administration, quite frankly, you know, some of that sinks in, and then the truth becomes like cognitive dissonance. The truth becomes, it's the famous phrase that a lie repeated often enough becomes the truth. But I think that you and your listeners, or many of your listeners, I hope, are talking with other people and having this dialogue about what really is the truth, because we've got to wake up. We're on the wrong track, and I think that on a gut level, most people recognize that we're on the wrong track, even if they don't always put their finger on exactly why we're on the wrong track in terms of this administration.
Yeah, I would agree. And also, too, to be fair, there are people on the right who are also complaining about this. So it isn't just those of us who sit left of center. There are people right of center who are complaining about this stuff going on as well. Lisa, appreciate you being on the show this morning. Have you got your plane tickets to the Carl Whitehead dinner?
I was just on the airline site last night looking it up, so I'm going to be out there. And
all right.
Hopefully, I'll be able to bring a couple conservative friends to the dinner because, as you point out, there are a number of conservatives who've joined us. It hasn't been members of Congress in the sense of leaders of Congress. The leaders of Congress are in the pocket of the president, but there are a number of conservatives who have joined progressives and people in the middle to say this is not okay with our Constitution, and we're really looking forward out here. I'm looking forward personally to the dinner and to seeing you, Jay.
You got it. And you know what? I'll talk to them. I'll talk to them today at the ACLU and go, you know what? Lisa and I got to sit at the same table.
You're so sweet.
All right.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Bye.
All right. There's Lisa Graves. Who is with the ACLU. She is legislative counsel at the Washington, D.C. office of the ACLU. Carl Whitehead Memorial dinner tickets available at the ACLU's website of Colorado. Just put in ACLU Colorado on Google. I urge everybody to join the ACLU. Right, left, in the middle, no political opinion. It doesn't make any difference. Even Gina Michaels can join at 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Jay.
You know what? You should come to the Carl Whitehead Memorial dinner. Plus, on top of that, what is your birthday, by the way?
February 4th.
Okay, I'll mark that down on the calendar, and I'll buy you a membership to the ACLU for your birthday.
Hey, thanks a lot.
How about that?
All righty.
Will that be okay?
That's a deal. Okay.
Okay, they got those cones at Bellevue cleaned up yet, or is that still out there?
Wasn't that annoying this morning?
Well, it wasn't bad for me because I had to make a right off Bellevue, but, I mean, if you were coming off Bellevue and had no clue as to, you know, I had to go the other direction, had to make a left,
yes,
coming south on I-25, it was like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, that's what I did. I came northbound, and then I had to U-ey it on Bellevue to go back west. So that wasn't fun.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird situation.
Yeah. Anyway, they should have those restrictions out of the way there, I-25 at Bellevue. Otherwise, beautiful drive right now, I-25 at 38th Avenue. Big increase in headlights, though, toward downtown. Pretty effortless drive so far through Aurora on 225. Just the normal buildup southbound through the Tech Center. Again, northbound at Parker. No collisions through the metro along I-70. 270 seeing an increase. Eastbound I-76 to York. Weather today, early fog in some areas, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 79 degrees. Right now it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, September 17th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classified.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dinged with a vehicle depreciation, why not buy something at Rockies? They've got something for everybody's pocketbook. They help you out with a matching down incentive, and they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. And the reason why? Well, there's so many reasons. I mean, number one, a diverse inventory. Number two, good people to help you buy that car. I mean, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe, the gang there, they will go to the wall to help you out. Bend over backwards. I've yet to send anybody there that has ever called me up and said, well, you know what, Tom Alshire didn't help me out. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, they work very, very hard, over 100 employees there to do the job. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. So get out there to see them. They're my friends, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud of my association with them. Mary and I have bought numerous cars from them, and we have just been thrilled, and you will too. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right, and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
I'm often asked why we're in Iraq when Saddam Hussein was not responsible for the 9/11 attacks. The answer is that the regime of Saddam Hussein was a clear threat. My administration, the Congress, and the United Nations saw the threat.
All right. Do you buy what the president said last night? If you saw it, you want to talk about that, or you want to talk about 9/11 5 years later, because I didn't take that many phone calls yesterday, you can do that. 303-713-7600. Two lines open, because those things and the path to 9/11, the ABC movie, all three of those things just dominate the news here this morning. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to play Keith Olbermann's editorial from last night, his comment, I guess you'd say it is, and it's really good. It's long, but it's good. Might be able to evolve into a discussion about God here a little bit later on, too. Anyway, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. Hey, I just wanted to put out a couple things. First of all, Keith Olbermann is just an amazing guy. He has taken the role of Edward R. Murrow for our generation. I mean, how many other broadcasters out there are saying what that guy says? Did you catch any of that commentary last night?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm going to rerun it, because Mary and I watch him every night.
Holy smokes. Fabulous. If only the rest of the broadcasting industry journalists out there had the gumption, the cojones that guy's got to say what needs to be said. And the other thing I just wanted to say, I'm just wondering, are there listeners out there, is there anybody out there who can actually sit through one of those speeches by George Bush. Is there anybody who can do that? Because last night I finished dinner, they switched over to him, and I stood up and said to my wife, this is not good for my health, because I know my reaction. I can't sit down to watch anything that guy says. I'll get it after the fact, after it's been filtered, whatever. I can't watch the guy because it's just not good for me to do that. I mean, can we just ask that this morning? Is there anybody out there?
Well, I mean, you're asking it. If people want to answer it, you know, they can. I go through periods where it's hard to watch. But you know what? I go through periods where it's hard to see any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I go through periods where I wish I did something else because it's frustrating. Like, I found yesterday to be an extremely frustrating experience.
Yesterday was way emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't want to come to work yesterday. I didn't want to get on and do all of that yesterday. Because I feel like we're stuck, like we're not making any progress, and you know that these claims are being made, but yet. I mean, why are we sitting here 5 years later and we have done nothing that the 9/11 Commission has recommended? I mean, how hard would it be to just do some of this stuff? I mean, you know what? I could accept from any administration, George W. Bush, you know, if we're John Kerry, I mean, if we're, you know, Richard Nixon, I mean, I don't care who it is. I could accept the idea that, well, it's taken us 5 years to get 50% of it done, or it's taken us 5 years to get 60% of it done. But the idea that none of it is done, I don't understand how that works. I mean, where is everybody?
I know. Well, case in point, we've got one guy, Keith Olbermann, who has the courage to stand up and say what needs to be said. And there are so few of them, especially in the media, who have that kind of courage, the words that need to be said. And here's just a quick answer to what you brought up before with your friend from ACLU. Even though you're grinding it out and sound like you're complaining day after day, it's got to be done, and thank God you're out there doing it. A voice just simply has to say, no, this is America. No, no, this is the Constitution. Somebody's got to grind it out, and you're doing it, so thank God.
Yeah, but you know what? After a while, though, it's like this. After a while, though, here's what it gets to. The sky is blue. You know that. I know that. Now what? Or how about this? Okay, this is starting to bother me. People who want to call me and want to go over why 2004, why John Kerry lost.
Right.
Okay, I mean, that's already happened. We
right.
need to move forward. So
right.
now, you know what? Let's talk about some concrete ways to fix things. And like, in other words, let's implement the 9/11 stuff. And you know what? Let's stop giving ludicrous, dumb, and stupid answers when people are quizzed on this, and I'm trying to think of who it is that said this. I don't know if it was...
No, I know it was...
Now I can't get it in my mind. Well, there was Dick Cheney. Somebody said this about how... Oh, it was, you know who it was? I'll tell you who it was. It was Rick O'Donnell. It was Rick O'Donnell talking to Ed Perlmutter, said, quote-unquote, I'm paraphrasing Rick O'Donnell, that the United States finances are fine. What, you know... Okay, I'm sorry, but all right, you know, where are you living? You know, where are you living? I mean, what do you mean the United States finances are fine?
I know.
What planet are you on, man?
I know. Well, the task is to just simply state, unemotionally state the truth, the facts, over and over and over.
Well,
that's all we can do.
Yeah, I guess so, but you know what? When it starts getting into, like, the same thing every day. It just gets to be too much. Right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Larry.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And, you know, anybody want to answer his question about can you sit through George W. Bush's speech? You want to talk about that last night or want to talk about 9/11 or any of that stuff? Go ahead. Here's RC in Denver. RC, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You were talking earlier with that lady. I think she's from the ACLU.
Yep.
About civil liberties, I don't understand where the violation is. I don't understand what civil liberty is.
Well, see, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Did you go to high school?
Yeah, and I can define it for you. It doesn't mean grabbed by
government. I mean, all right, hang on a second.
No.
Do you have any? I mean, I'm not asking you to quote it verbatim because I can't do it sometimes either. Although a lot of times I can, depends on what kind of emotional mood I'm in. But can you tell me what the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States says?
Jay, I was in law enforcement. I know exactly what it is.
Well, what does it say?
It's based on probable cause. They only go under oath and affirmation.
Okay.
You need a warrant.
Well, there it is. I mean, it's not a matter of what civil liberties are. It's a matter of what the law prescribes.
Jay, it's once again, I need to. If I elaborate on this point a little bit, you establishment people, whether you're left, right, Republican, Democrat, you're all establishment, use these words like civil liberties, which means granted by government or taken away from government. If we use the word civil, then if they can grant it, they can take it. We have constitutionally God-protected liberties, and they're not civil.
I'm sorry. You know what that is? That's game playing. Yes, it is. It's word splitting and game playing. The fact is that we have laws and we have rules in this country that are unique to this country that we should be proud of. That a lot of people died in order to uphold. And one of those laws and one of those things happened to be. And one of those things happens to be the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't make any difference how many years I have in the service or you have in the service. The fact of the matter is, look, you know what? Here we go at 6:45. I'm going to start getting worked up. You know what? Read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Read the Fourth Amendment. You're in law enforcement? You say you're in law enforcement and you don't know how to honor the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution? What are you doing now? How come you're out of law enforcement?
It's not a civil liberty.
How come you're out of law enforcement?
It's not a civil liberty.
How come you're out of law enforcement?
I'll bet you it's not. Are you making assumptions?
How come you're out? Are you in law enforcement?
I'm not going
to. Then you know what? They ought to send you back to school, because you know what? If you're in law enforcement and you carry a gun and you're on the streets and you don't know what the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution says, I worry about you, myself, and other people. And I'm not changing the debate. I'm not changing it at all. The fact of the matter is, we can have an esoteric discussion here about what civil liberties are. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says what it says. That's what it says. And you know something? I get really tired and I get really sick of having to go over this over and over and over and over. And let's have an esoteric discussion about this and what civil liberties are. Let's have a discussion. God-given civil liberties. No. Read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. It protects you from your own government. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself that you call up here and you don't have any idea what it is, and that you claim that you were once in law enforcement or that you're still in law enforcement. You know something? I mean, I don't want to be rotten at 6:46 in the morning, and I don't want to be screaming at 6:46 in the morning. But good God, if you don't know and you claim you're in law enforcement or you were in law enforcement, then we're in real trouble.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Just the normal delays only right now. I-25 seeing a steady increase in traffic on the 104th to 84th stretch through Thornton North Glen, and then on your downtown stretch again, 38th to Spear, as you could well expect for this time of the commute. Already full through Commerce City on 270. You'll run into the usual snag out of Lakewood, eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue at Federal. Same thing along the Boulder Turnpike. You'll run into the slowdowns eastbound at Federal. Weather today, early fog in some areas, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 79. Right now, is 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks to your patience and support over the last 5 years, T-Rex was completed on budget and 22 months ahead of schedule. From everyone at T-Rex, RTD, and CDOT, thanks, Denver. For more information, visit TRexProject.com today.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize for losing my temper. I shouldn't have done that. But you know what? That stuff just wears me out, man. Just wears me out. I'm sorry about that. It's 6:48. It's 12 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And you know what? If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, and it's available only from the mortgage store. Check this out. They have a new 6-month with no payment. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. And you know what? You're going to love this. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Now, this is an adjustable rate mortgage. You know what? They go higher and higher. Credit cards. Those rates are at a record high. Get rid of all of these things. Consolidate all of your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you know what? you can trust that they'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans, and they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. You can get an answer. You can get an answer today on the phone. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long, so you got to call now. This is a 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments, so it's not going to last long. Don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Your nights are about to get hotter on A&E. Five times hotter.
That can be dangerous.
CSI Miami, now five nights a week, every week.
Where?
Only on A&E.
What does that tell you?
It means five times the suspense. Five times the killer bodies.
My ultimate thrill.
CSI Miami turns up the heat.
Yes, it does.
Five nights a week. Weeknights at 8 p.m., 7 central on A&E.
The phenomenon is back. NFL legend, talk show icon, former Miss USA, High School Musical sweetheart, Hollywood heartthrob, big screen diva, country superstar, pop princess, political pundit, Latin lover, leading man. What do they have in common? They can dance. Or can they? Live Dancing with the Stars, the two-hour season premiere. 11 new stars. Who will surprise you? Dancing with the Stars, tonight at 8, 7 central, only on ABC.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 82, mostly sunny. Good morning, and I'm calm down now. I've got my, regained my composure. I guess that the Fourth Amendment and I guess that the Bill of Rights are just really sacred, and they're really important to me. And there is something in life, I think, that sets all of us off. I think there's something in life, there's some things that set everybody off. And those are one of the things that set me off. And you know what? When it comes to that kind of stuff, I don't want to have an esoteric conversation about that. I mean, we're taught in high school. We're taught in grade school. It's an integral part of our lives, the Bill of Rights. And it's something that I think that a lot of Americans take for granted. But you know, if you live in countries that don't have that, you only wish that you did have it. They only wish that they did have it. I've got friends that live in less than free countries where, you know, you're subject to search and seizure by the government anytime and spying on the phone anytime that the government feels like doing it. And they use that same justification of internal security in order to pull that off. And you know, that kind of blank credit card, that kind of blank check leads to tyranny. And that's why we're supposed to have checks and balances. So it doesn't make any difference whether you're from the establishment, as this last guy tried to, you know, paint out, or you're on the right or the left or wherever you sit. This stuff ensures that you and I can not only have this conversation on the phone, but that you and I can gather in our homes, or we can gather on a street corner or wherever it is that we choose to be, and we can use the exercise of free speech, and that we can sit down, the two or three of us or four of us or however many of us, you know, want to gather and sit behind walls and talk about the government. And we're supposed to be able to do that. And the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, I mean, all of these things, you know, they're laid down in black and white. As far as I can see, they're not subject to the kind of open interpretation that we're getting now, where it can be twisted. And it bothers me, it really bothers me that people take this thing and twist it around, and that they have no lack of worth for it, that it's precious. It's more precious than money. It's more precious than gold. It's more precious than anything that we have. Are these amendments? Are these guarantees? Are these protections? And the thing is, once you give them up, once you let them go, once you fail to defend them, once you allow them to slip away, they are extremely, extremely, extremely hard to get back. They're really hard to get back. That's why they're so important. And once again, it doesn't make any difference where you sit politically. I mean, you can be on the right, you can be on the left, you can be in the middle, you can have no opinion whatsoever, you can be, you know, somebody who just wants to listen to the latest Bob Dylan CD. It doesn't make any difference. But those amendments, they're sitting there and they're protecting you every single day against government coercion. And our forefathers, of course, learned that from the coercion of the British. And it amazes me. It just amazes me how very little we value this, how easily we get swayed into giving this stuff up, or overlooking it, or trying to broadly interpret it. And it sets me off. I'm sorry. And you know what? I'm just a human being. I don't make any pretenses of being anything more than what I am. And that whole thing about, well, you know, what is a civil liberty? You know, God-given. You know what? That's not the question. Just like with the spying thing. I've said this a million times on the air. It's not a question of not wanting to spy. It's not a question of not wanting to eavesdrop. That's a false argument that is set up. That's not what it's about. It's about doing it within the law. And if in the end you don't like the law, then you change the law. Now, I don't want to see the law changed. I'm against that. I think the FISA court should sit, and the FISA law should sit the way it is. And I think we should honor the Fourth Amendment. And I think we should honor the First Amendment. And also maybe the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. So the thing is, I don't want to see it changed. And that's why I'm a member of the ACLU, and that's why I do take this stuff seriously. I take it very, very seriously. And as I said when I started talking about this, I mean, I have friends who live in countries where they would love to have that kind of protection. And you know, that's the kind of thing that we have in America that is really worth exporting, that's really worth talking to other people about, that's really worth protecting, that's really worth having. As I said before, it's more precious than anything you own, your home, your car, because you know what? All of that stuff is nothing if you allow yourself to be open to government coercion, if you allow the government to walk on your rights. There is nothing that is anti-patriotic or anti-American about having an open discussion about the path that your government takes, whether it's in right of eminent domain, to the war in Iraq, to health care, to whatever it is you want to talk about, to the fact that Bellevue was blocked this morning. You're protected. I'm protected. Our families are protected. And when you sit there and you want to play games with this, I'm sorry, I just get upset. All right, we're going to talk about the Path to 9/11, the people behind the writing and the producing of Path to 9/11, and the latest twist about American Airlines being upset over their employees and their company being not portrayed properly in this whole documentary. We'll talk to Max Blumenthal. You can read his blog at blumenthalblogpost.com, and we'll talk to him coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll play back Keith Olbermann's commentary from last night, too, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Americans waking up to the pictures of yesterday's 9/11 anniversary ceremonies are also seeing and hearing about an attack overseas just a few hours ago. Men armed with guns, grenades, and explosives tried to storm the American embassy in Damascus. Syrian security forces killed three, wounded a fourth. One Syrian guard died, but Syrian officials say no Americans were hurt. Christian Science Monitor reporter Rhonda Romani is in Damascus.
You could see a plume of smoke coming out of the embassy. And as that died down, you could see a charred vehicle parked in front of the embassy.
Speaking of Canada a short time ago, Secretary of State Rice said it's too early to know who was behind that attack. Here at home, the president is calling the war on terrorism a struggle for civilization. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The White House hopes President Bush's call for unity will resonate from last night's speech to the nation.
We must put aside our differences and work together to meet the test that history has given us. We will defeat our enemies. We will protect our people.
Mr. Bush again sought to link the Iraq war to the wider war on terrorism. Democrats accused the president of politicizing a national day of reflection on the 9/11 attacks. The White House insists, though, that the speech was not political. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Breaking news from Detroit. School Board President Jimmy Womack has just announced a settlement between school officials and striking school teachers.
Together, they decided they would bash this out all night, and I am proud of both.
Detroit teachers have been out 16 days. It's something you'll find in every home, and it could be deadly. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy.
It's that television set, Frank, or bookcase. Safety advocates have been warning parents for years about tip-over hazards, but still, the number of kids being injured or killed continues to rise. Julie Valise of the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Parents shouldn't put remote controls or their child's lovey on top of the TV. It just invites them to climb and reach, which can cause the TV to tip over.
Any heavy item that can tip over should be anchored down.
Two Atlantis shuttle astronauts are hard at work. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. Peter, how's it going?
Well, more than 3.5 hours in, they're way ahead of schedule. That's not to say there haven't been moments. Listen carefully.
Okay, next is P-13 to J-13.
Some assembly required as they install a new solar array truss and prepare to sprout wings Thursday. Those solar wings double the power for the station as it's built out, Frank.
In Washington, the government says skyrocketing oil prices pushed the July trade deficit to a record $68 billion. Latest study on high school dropout shows they make a third less than graduates. Published report says the New York Islanders are giving goaltender Rick DiPietro a 15-year, $67 million contract, one of the longest ever in team sports. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
Hi, is Michael there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name is Neil.
Yeah.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just miss it, you know? And how is it?
It's great. It's a great car.
Isn't it? It is so great. Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Feel
the pre-love.
certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Summit County authorities believe that a body found in Dillon Reservoir yesterday is that of former State Senator Bryant Sullivan. He was last seen in his dinghy on the way to a sailboat Saturday night.
There was not any weather that would have been substantial enough to flip that particular dinghy. Obviously, there was other dinghies moored behind their boats out there, and that they were not flipped. So it certainly, you know, gives us an indication of potentially what could have happened.
Under Sheriff Derek Woodman, witnesses say they saw Sullivan drinking earlier in the evening. Investigators say the death appears to be an accident. An autopsy will be conducted. Governor Bill Owens says Bill Ritter may be ahead in the polls now, but he thinks the race for his office will tighten up as we approach Election Day.
I think it's anybody's race to win or lose.
The governor said Ritter had an advantage because he didn't face a primary opponent, but now he says the Boat Parade campaign has to ask Ritter the tough questions so they can even the race out. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Pretty uneventful for a commute so far. Just the normal crowding I-25 southbound out of Thornton. South of I-70 as well toward downtown. Eastbound lanes of I-70 has some intermittent delays between I-25 and Brighton. And we have the first wreck of the morning. It's kind of in a bad spot, eastbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan. So that'll certainly add to your delays there. Give yourself a few extra minutes out of Lakewood. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, early fog in some areas. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 79. Right now it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
Top three reasons I'm redoing my 40-year-old cabinets. Number three, one more coat of paint and the doors may fall right off. Number two, the shelves inside aren't tall enough for today's cereal boxes. And number one, I have incentive, a $500 incentive.
Update your kitchen today at the Home Depot and get up to a $500 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy new kitchen cabinetry. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through September 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk. You'll be wrong.
News and entertainment are getting dangerously intertwined.
That's former 9/11, well, I guess he still is, 9/11 co-chair Lee Hamilton about ABC's path to 9/11. Good morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 82. Mostly sunny skies here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to talk about the path to 9/11 with Max Blumenthal. Blumenthal is a Puffin Foundation writing fellow at the Nation Institute based in Washington, D.C., and his works appeared in The Nation, Salon, The American Prospect, The Huffington Post, Washington Monthly, and a number of publications. And Max, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. Good to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, latest twist in this whole... First of all, apparently football beat the heavily hyped and controversial documentary Football on NBC. I believe it is Sunday Night Football beat Path to 9/11 and beat it pretty good. Football had 20.7 million viewers, while Path to 9/11 had 13 million, according to Nielsen. CBS came in third. They didn't put much stock in anything. I mean, they aired a documentary which they had aired, I guess, before. And as a matter of fact, it was the third time that they had aired it, and it came in with 10.6 million. So that's a little bit behind ABC. And then the other thing is this morning, American Airlines is upset over the ABC docudrama. Did I call it documentary? I shouldn't call it that. Docudrama or fakeudrama or whatever you want to call it. They say it misrepresents the facts of their employees, and it dishonors the memory of their employees. So American Airlines upset about this morning.
Well, I had a hard time not joining the larger portion of Americans who watched football. I've forced myself to watch this complete garbage because I wanted to know what I was talking about. And it's one of those movies where they shoot it on, you know, handheld DV cams, so you think it's real. And it makes you nauseous, and you have to, you know, eat Pepto-Bismol throughout it so that you can make it the whole way through. But it's made, you know, the aesthetic is such that if you don't know anything about politics, if you don't know anything about 9/11, if you're not that politically engaged, you might think that this is real. And this movie is really a dangerous mixture of right-wing propaganda and entertainment. It was a complete calamity, even though Robert Iger edited, the CEO of Disney's entertainment division had 30 minutes of completely fabricated scenes edited out of the movie. It still contained its most egregious distortions, including that Sandy Berger, who was Clinton's NSC chief, torpedoed an operation that would have caught bin Laden, actually told a CIA field operative that he was not allowed to go in and catch bin Laden when he had him surrounded. Bin Laden was never surrounded, and the CIA agent didn't actually exist. In fact, he was Donnie Wahlberg of the New Kids on the Block, the bad boy from the New Kids. And what I discovered in investigating this documentary, or this so-called docudrama, is that it was actually created, produced, and promoted by a well-honed network of right-wing operatives connected to the neo-McCarthyite activist David Horowitz and a little-known Christian right operation. And these
are... Yeah, I was going to ask you, who are the people who are behind this? Now, we know that the screenwriter of this thing, only because he bragged about it on the air is the only reason I know it, is that Rush Limbaugh talked about how this guy was his good friend. So we know that the screenwriter is conservative, but what about the people who surround him and the people who were backing up this thing, as they called it the quote-unquote history project? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, a secretive evangelical religious group that's now associating or has associated with Horowitz and was founded by the director of the Path to 9/11, David Cunningham, which aims to transform Hollywood in line with its messianic vision for society, took the lead initially on this movie. So before the Path to 9/11 was in the production stage, David Cunningham, entered the movie, came on as the film's director, and he's the one who recruited Cyrus Nellerstay, who is the right-wing screenwriter. Now, David Cunningham is the son of Lauren Cunningham, who founded a right-wing evangelical group called Youth with a Mission, and this is a group that, during the 80s worked within the Republican Party. It also assisted the apartheid government of South Africa and worked in Central America. It's a missionary organization. And the elder Cunningham believes in a theology called Christian Reconstructionism, which is an evangelical theology, and they advocate using stealth political methods to put the U.S. under the control of biblical law. That means replacing the Constitution with, Leviticus case law. It's as extreme as it gets. And the younger Cunningham sort of employed this theology by creating a film institute within Youth with a Mission. And he's placed about 16 interns in Hollywood positions who've been indoctrinated into this ideology. And the first project of Cunningham's mysterious film institute within Youth with a Mission was called the Untitled History Project. And the Untitled History Project eventually matured into the Path to 9/11. But during the production phase, the Path to 9/11 was referred to as the Untitled History Project. And nobody actually knew what it was. The press was kept out of the loop. A lot of the filming was done in New Zealand and done in Canada, not in New York. To keep the press from realizing that this movie had an ulterior sectarian agenda. Early on, David Cunningham recruited Cyrus Nellerstay to write the script of his untitled movie. And Nellerstay had a reputation in Hollywood as being not only conservative, but being a part of an emerging network of right-wingers who were burrowing into Hollywood to advance their sectarian agenda. Now, we know this because he was a speaker at the Liberty Film Festival, which is held every year in Hollywood by two young right-wing operatives. One of them's named is Govindini Murthy, and the other is Jason Apuzzo. And both of them work for David Horowitz, The Liberty Film Festival is listed as a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I don't know what the hell the David Horowitz Freedom Center
is. Horowitz, as you pointed out, Horowitz is a huge McCarthyite type guy. But here's a question I have for you, maybe, and hopefully you can answer this.
Yeah.
With all of this baggage, how the hell did they get this past Robert Iger, and how the hell did they get it past ABC?
See, that's the question. And the other question is, who put up $40 million to create this movie and broadcast it commercial free? We don't know those questions. And I actually asked ABC, and they refused to answer those questions. However, I do know from a source who personally is acquainted with Robert Iger, and this source forwarded my article outlining all these the right wing roots of the past to 9/11 to Robert Iger's personal email. Robert Iger responded to the source and said he was deeply troubled by what he read in the article, and he claimed he had no previous knowledge of the institutional right-wing ties of the creators of the path to 9/11.
He was
totally naive to this, and that's almost unbelievable. But he is claiming that he had no idea that these people who created this movie had an ulterior sectarian right-wing agenda to blame 9/11 on President Clinton and include these fabricated scenes. He had no idea that they pulled a fast.
So Robert Iger expects you and the rest of us and everybody to believe that no one at ABC checked this out, that nobody went into the background of this, that nobody had any idea of who the people were that were behind this. I would assume that the running of it, or who paid for it, I would assume that the shareholders of the Walt Disney Company paid for it.
Well, that is the logical assumption, but if the movie was only known, within this hardline evangelical network for so many months, if it was kept secret from the press, and if a guy like David Cunningham, who has this agenda, was making it, it's unclear, where they got the production money from. It's worth asking whether some of the production money came from the right-wing foundations which fund Cunningham's group and David Horowitz's group. Certainly, it's fair to say that the promotion and PR for this movie is being handled, like the bulk of it is being handled by David Horowitz's organization now, because ABC and Disney have basically stopped defending this movie. The only people left who are defending it are Nauruste's friends, who actually are working for David Horowitz. I think that's troubling, that ABC can no longer even defend this movie. So I think Iger has sort of privately admitted that he's been complacent about an attack on ABC's reputation by a band of political terrorists, and that he's appeased his own version of the Taliban.
Well, I think 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, Max Blumenthal, from The Nation magazine, among other publications, on the line, and we're talking about the path to 9/11. I mean, the thing I think I find interesting is that ABC hyped this, that they that they ran numerous promotional stuff on this, and then they ran the thing without any kind of commercial interruption, which means basically that the network, which means basically that Walt Disney, ABC and Walt Disney, I mean the shareholders of the company, basically ate the expense. Because they didn't make any money out of it,
right?
If I were a shareholder, I got to tell you, I am only by the fact that I once worked for them, so I don't have like a lot of shares, but I have some shares. I mean, as a shareholder, I think to myself, hey, man,
that's not
how you turn a profit. I mean, you're they screw the shareholders in this thing too.
It's a business disaster for ABC. I think a lot of people are privately extremely upset with Iger, who happens to live in New York, split time between New York and L.A., where everyone, despises Bush. So I don't know how he's going to go on personally after this. I think heads are going to roll at ABC, and they're going to roll by the time this movie is sort of forgotten, which is the sad thing. But the most upsetting thing besides you know, that ABC's abused its shareholders is that it's allowed the right wing to spin 9/11.
Right, I agree.
You know, I mean, that's just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, and it's a very, very tragic period in this country's history that should not be distorted or messed with.
I mean, we saw them do it, you know, a year or two after 9/11, but the fact that it can continue 5 years after 9/11 is a little bit disturbing, and I'm also a little bit dismayed by the way the progressive movement responded to this. I think it was a purely defensive response. I think it caught progressives off guard, and there was very little sense that there should be an operation to highlight Bush's role in ignoring the threat from Al-Qaeda, and to that progressives could put out their own films and put out their own their own articles.
Well,
highlighting Bush's role and show why wasn't my pet goat? There are 10 minutes, at least actually 30 minutes after. After the path to 9/11 of basically dead airtime, and ABC on some networks had to have Nightline start early. Why didn't some progressives buy airtime and just show Bush reading, sitting there reading My Pet Goat after 9/11 happened for 6 minutes, unedited? Just let America see Bush sit there and wait for 6 minutes or 10 minutes reading My Pet Goat. I don't know.
I think that's a worthy thing to bring up and to question, and.
It's unfortunate that we have to be talking about that we have to be talking about how we should spin 9/11, but that's the climate they've created. We didn't create this climate, you know. I don't think the media created this climate. Bush created this climate, and they're continuing to make the climate worse. They're compounding the situation. They're dividing people further by putting these, you know, piece of crap movies out. Even if no one watches them, the message it sends is, you know, Americans have to continue to fight against each other.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly in what you're saying. Max, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show. Appreciate your writing and the work you've done to uncover this. And you raised some important questions. And thank you so much for your time. We urge everybody to go to your blog, maxblumenthalblogspot.com, or read your current write-up on this on The Nation. In The Nation, the 9/11 ABC 9/11 documentaries, Right Wing Roots. Max, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the show this morning.
Thanks for what you're doing, Jay.
Okay, you got it, Max. Talk to you soon. All right, you want to talk about this? 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about this, did you watch the show? I got to tell you something. I didn't watch it, okay? Because my reaction is not going to get my vote. But I want to know. I mean, did you watch the thing? And if you did, what did you think about it? Or did you watch football? I mean, a lot of the Nielsen ratings indicate that most people watch football. And your definite feelings about the path to 9/11. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I just find the whole thing, as Max said, I mean, I find the whole thing disturbing on a lot of different levels. Because you know what? Once again, whether you're progressive, whether you're conservative, wherever you stand, this was a real-life tragic event. And when you have a real-life tragic event, and you've got all this going on, why do you need to make anything up? I just don't understand that. We'll take your calls coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for the clog out of Lakewood. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue hampered near Sheridan. That's due to a wreck off on the right-hand shoulder. You'll catch those rolling backups from Sheridan to Wadsworth. Again, that's eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue. Sluggish now as well on the Boulder Turnpike into Denver, Federal to Pecos. And 225 is hung up now in Aurora on the southbound side at Alameda and again at Yosemite. Weather today, early fog in some areas, followed by mostly sunny skies, warmer, high of 79 degrees. Right now it's 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get great highlights or color from their experienced stylists. You never need an appointment, and with over 50 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
So, you think it's a dog's life? Imagine for a moment that your pet is at work and you are locked inside at home.
Oh no, master gone, house quiet, gotta go real bad, windows shut, doors locked, gotta go, no car coming home, gotta go!
Your best friend needs a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or online at halepetdoor.com.
So what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No! What's the deal with us carpooling with Napoleon Bonaparte?
Silence!
Is this a 98 or a 98?
Silence!
How's the gas mileage?
Silence!
Is there a reason why you drive with one hand on your chest?
Silence!
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic.
Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free ticket, log on to am760.net.
Minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the path to 9/11. We played that cut of Lee Hamilton. Maybe we should play that again. Do you have that, John? We'll play that again about Lee Hamilton. Because Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene do not agree on this, on the path to 9/11. Here's what Lee Hamilton had to say when asked about it. And, of course, he was a member of the 9/11 Commission, co-chairman. That's what he had to say, and I think he makes a really good point about this whole docudrama business.
News and entertainment are getting dangerously intertwined.
And they really are. They really are. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Did you watch it? And your feelings about it now after its run? Once again, it got beat by football, but it did beat CBS. Let's go to Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I really have a hard time with this guy that is whoever it was you had on before apparently is not familiar with Secret Service protocol, where the President of the United States, if he is in danger, the Secret Service protocol is that he is told that to remain where he is. And I'd like anybody to show me anywhere in that videotape where Bush is reading to anyone. Secret Service protocol is if the President of the United States is in danger, until the Vice President is in, whoever it is, whether it's Clinton or Bush or anybody else, until the Vice President is in a secure location, the President does what the Secret Service tells him to do. And the reason I'm so tired of hearing this crap, and I think 7 minutes was pretty damn efficient considering the fact that they had to deal with what they had to deal with. The President, Bush or Clinton or whoever it is, sat where he sat and he wasn't reading to the kids for 7 minutes because that's what the Secret Service told him to do, and that it was even in the 9/11 report. That's why he sat there for 7 minutes, and I think that was pretty damn efficient that they were able to get the Vice President into a secure location. So this guy that sits there and says,
let me stop you. Hold on a second. Let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
All right.
I'm tired of this for 6 minutes.
Boy, you know, I just would love to put on a CD and go home. You know what? First of all, this is the second hour I'm going to have somebody who's going to get unruly. But this time I'm not going to lose my temper. This time what I'm going to say to you is, first of all, you weaken your argument by imitating his speech patterns. Either stick to the facts at hand.
Well, they act like they're intellectual.
But it doesn't make any difference. You don't do yourself any favor by doing that. All you do is you get callers who might be predisposed and listeners who might be predisposed to listen to what you have to say.
Okay, I agree.
All you do is you alienate them.
I agree.
That's number one. Number two, your point about the pet goat and about that being in the 9/11 Commission report about the president, about protocol, is well taken. But here's something that nobody brings up. I'm the only one who brings it up. Nobody brings it up. Look, when it comes to this whole thing about bin Laden, there are a lot of presidents that made mistakes. Bush 1 made mistakes. Bill Clinton made mistakes. Okay? Ronald Reagan made mistakes.
Yes.
But here's something that never gets mentioned. And it wasn't mentioned in this docudrama. It's not mentioned by the media. Everybody seems to have forgotten about it. Read Ron Suskind's book, The 1% Solution, or any other book about that time period. This administration has never explained to the American people why it allowed numerous Al-Qaeda operatives, including bin Laden, to get away at Tora Bora. And that was not covered in the movie. And you know what? If you're going to spread blame around like peanut butter on bread, then you better cover everything.
I sat there last night, and I was really angry when I saw August 2001, and they were sitting around, and they had information about planes flying into buildings, and they had all that information. I don't think this made the Bush administration look all that great either.
But nobody in the media, no one is talking about the fact that they could have had him, that the CIA was on the ground there, that the Northern Alliance was worn out and reluctant to go up into those hills, and that the CIA repeatedly pleaded with the administration for help to close that door into Pakistan, into that mountainous region, and this administration didn't do a thing, and it is not widely discussed. Now, why is it not widely discussed?
My specific point is about this business from the Michael Moore movie Beyond, that Bush sat there for 7 minutes. The inference is that he's dumb and stupid and doesn't care. The reason he sat there for 7 minutes is because the Secret Service becomes the boss when the President of the United States is in danger, and the President of the United States was in danger, I don't care who it was. Until the Vice President is in a secure location, the Secret Service protocol is that the President does what the Secret Service tells him to do, and the Secret Service told him to stay there. And so this whole business about how dumb and stupid Bush is, or anybody else that was sitting in the seat of the President of the United States, that's standard Secret Service protocol.
Well, you know what? I'm not disagreeing with you on that. And as far as Bush being dumb and stupid, I don't think he's a dumb or a stupid man.
Well, everybody else says inference on everything else.
Well, you know what,
he's an idiot.
Well, you know what? I don't think he's a dumb or stupid man, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't think he's
Then why did they infer that he sat there reading to the children?
I don't think he's very bright.
Well, why did they infer that he sat there reading to the children? Show me one place in that tape where he's reading to the children.
Well, you know what? I would just parry back by asking you the same question I asked before. Why is it that nobody on the right, and why is it that the mainstream media doesn't want to have any discussion about Tora Bora? I mean, I saw Wolf Blitzer, I saw Wolf Blitzer on CNN here last week talking to this.
You're not answering my question.
I am answering your question. I can't speak for Michael Moore. I can't speak for other people.
I'm talking about the people that continuously say.
Well, why don't you ask them?
Bush sat there for 6-7 minutes.
Well, why don't you ask
them? He didn't care because they're obviously not aware of Secret Service
protocol. How do you expect me to answer for them when I'm not them? I didn't make Fahrenheit 9/11. I granted you your point. I granted you your point. What else do you want me to do?
I appreciate that.
Jeez.
So then why is it an issue? Why is it?
I don't know. You
answered
it because people bring it up. Just like why is it that 9/11 was caused by Saddam Hussein? Why do people keep bringing that up?
Bush never said that.
Oh, come on. He inferred it, and Dick Cheney said it with the Muhammad Atta thing, and if I have to go find it, I will go find it. Don't sit there and lie to me about that. Don't lie to me about that. Don't try to twist that. He did bring it up. He did infer it. He was inferring it again last night. He infers it every chance he gets, and Dick Cheney has sat there and said it.
No, you don't think they're related at all. You think they're completely separate issues.
You know, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued the report. Did you read it? That not only did Saddam Hussein not have any involvement in 9/11, but he had no involvement with Al-Qaeda. Well, the President of the United States keeps inferring it, and 43% of the people in this country believe it. Where'd that come from?
I don't think he did either.
How did 43% of the people believe that? Where did that come from?
I don't think Saddam Hussein did either.
Talk about not answering the question. You won't answer the question. Where did it come from, sir?
I think he hated Al-Qaeda.
Sir, where did the 43% believe on the part of this country, almost bordering on 50%, believe that the hijackers were Iraqi and that it came from Iraq and Saddam Hussein? Where did that come from?
Because they are as informed as they are about Secret Service protocol.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a wonderful day. Jeez. Well, it's going to be one of these mornings. You know, can we just go home? I mean, how in the hell can I speak for people who believe that about the pet goat? I didn't make 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11. And to sit there and tell me, do we have that quote? Do we have that quote by Dick Cheney? We have to go look for the quote about Dick Cheney? Well, I'm almost certain that Muhammad Atta, we are confirmed that Muhammad Atta had a meeting in Prague with Secret Service agents. But you know what? Muhammad Atta wasn't in Prague because cell phone records indicate and paperwork indicates that he was in San Diego or some damn place. Good God almighty, man. What is up? And then the guy accuses me of not answering his question, and you know what? I ask him a direct question, he doesn't answer it. Where do people get the idea about this? Where does the American public get the idea that Saddam Hussein in Iraq was involved in 9/11? Where does that come from? If this administration didn't say it, if they never said it, if they never inferred it, then how did it happen? Must have just happened by osmosis. 7:36, 24 before 8. Well, it's going to go down as a bad morning. You know what? Let's try to cheer things up a little bit. Pump a little air into the tire. Let's go to a woman who's always in a good mood.
Sure.
I'm cranky today, aren't I?
You need to calm down, Jay. Just
I know.
Relax.
I know it. I need to.
Southbound 25, a little clogged due to a wreck at 104th. So that's you're not going to be smiling through there because we've got some delays for sure out of Thornton North Glen. Of course, we have the usual bog down getting into downtown. And we have a crash not too far from there, Martin Luther King at Downing. Eastbound I-70 dealing with some activity between Lowell and Federal.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable.
For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut in any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 82. Mostly sunny. All right, I know. I'm in a crabby mood. I got to get my act together here. But, man, you know what? I mean, you know, number one, I can't answer for Michael Moore. I can't answer for anybody other than myself. And this idea, and Jim, you know, it's okay, man. You can call me back anytime. But this idea that, you know, that the administration never said this about this linkage business is absolutely, I mean, you know, it's absurd. I mean, they have, and they do, and they keep trying to do it, and Condoleezza Rice is doing it, and there's an article today in the Washington Post about this. All right, did you watch the Pathway to 9/11? And, or did you skip it and watch football or something else? Or if you were like Mary and I, you just didn't turn it on. And if you saw it, what did you think about it? And your reaction to it now, after it's already run, and your feelings about the whole thing. And one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Vince in Westminster. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
It's going to get better, man. It's going to get better.
I hope so, man. I do. I really do.
I did not watch it like yourself. I refused to watch a commercial for Bush. The lies. More lies. I think it's telling that you actually have what is supposedly entertainment, as because they're going to have it both ways. It's part fact and part fiction. But nonetheless, when have you ever known the President of the United States to, from what I'm being told, interrupt a movie to give, in essence, a State of the Nation address, or at least a State of the Issue address?
They've done it before. They've done it before. They? Yeah, and if it wasn't a movie, back in the day, it used to be that they would interrupt primetime TV. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To that end, yeah, I agree with that. And usually it was something that, you know, they had to jump in on or something along that line, to my recollection. But I guess, I mean, in the context of this, it was really, really it was part of the whole play, if you will, in what he did last night and coming in on this issue. 9/11, this docudrama, and then he speaks. I mean, to me, it was just, I guess, the lines are being grayed, and your previous caller, which cracks me up, he hangs on that one little thread because they really don't have anything to hang their hat on. But when you look at what he's trying to say to us is that he can't go anywhere with what the Bush administration has done with this thing. It is so obvious. You have had generals, you have had cabinet level position people resign, everybody to be smeared, and it's all coming out, and hopefully before this election, or at this next election, we're going to find out exactly how much we really know now. Hopefully the Dems do take control and we wind up getting real investigations into it all. But what's scary to me is just the culture that we live in. ABC definitely knew what they were doing last night, and it just speaks to, you know, when you corporations are going to continue to back, you know, regimes like this.
So, you know, you don't buy Robert Iger's argument that he didn't know that all of this was he didn't know the background of how this all came into being and the people that worked on it. You don't buy ABC's argument.
I think that if it weren't so dangerously sad, it would be comical. But absolutely not. Of course they knew. And again, the whole thing to me was just a play. It was nothing more than a major political ad. They know what they're up against, and they are just pulling out all stops to try and make sure that they hold on to all three branches after the midterm.
Yeah, well, they're definitely scared. You're right about that, and the campaign is definitely on. That part, I agree with you. And George W. Bush is running this like a presidential campaign, even though he's not really running. I agree with you there. Vince, thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too, bro.
Okay, see you later. All right. Here's Tom in Denver who says that Jim in Fort Collins is wrong. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Look, I've read the 9/11 Commission, and for him to make a statement like that is preposterous because there makes no mention that the CIA had George Bush sitting there for those 8 or 9 minutes. And if you watch the video on that, all it shows is Andy Card going to Bush saying that the nation is under attack, and Bush sat there and did nothing. There's no, the CIA didn't have him sitting there. George Bush didn't know what to do because he was a complete novice. He was, the only reason why George Bush is where he is because of his father's name, and he has no business being our president. And he didn't act because he didn't know what to do. And, you know, these Republicans, they can't admit that their president is just a chicken hawk. All of these guys are chicken hawks in the administration and cowardly men. And that's something that's really hard for them to face. You know, and say what you want about Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton at least was a self-made man.
Well, let me stick up for Jim just a little bit. And I read the 9/11 Commission report too, and I can't remember whether it's in there or not, so I'm going to have to go back and look. But how George W. Bush reacted to that and how he reacted to that moment, and for 6 or 7 minutes, you know, it looked embarrassing, it looked awkward, particularly if you slow the film down. But in the scope of things, it really wouldn't have made any difference. I mean, if he had gotten up and left and said to the class, well, excuse me, I have something I have to do, or whatever excuse he wants to make, I'm running behind schedule, I have to go, thank you so much, or whatever. There's nothing at that point he could have done. But I think the thing worth examining is what happens after that point.
Right.
I think that's worth looking at.
I think at least being debriefed on the situation, and you know, because when Bush went in to the school, he said that he thought it was a bad, what was
right, he thought it was a small plane, I think he believed he said.
Well, a bad pilot is what he said, what he actually said. And, you know, I just think it speaks to the larger picture that this guy, that this administration didn't know what was going on. They didn't care what was going on, even though the Clinton administration had told that Bush administration that Osama bin Laden was what they need to focus on.
You're right. They had been warned. They've been warned repeatedly. And you know what it is? I don't think that is that he didn't care. What I think it is that these folks cared about their agenda and about what they wanted more than the country at large, and we're still paying for that now. Today. Tom, thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right, have a good morning. One line open at 303-713-7600, 747, 13 before 8 here on AM 760, or, you know, better way to put it is 47 minutes past the hour. And we'll take more of your calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we have several wrecks now, including southbound I-25 at 104th, two cars adding to your delays out of Thornton North Glen, and we have the usual congestion into downtown. Also a crash near Martin Luther King and Downing. Eastbound I-70 sluggish due to a mishap between Lowell and Federal, and eastbound 6th Avenue is still heavy, but doing better now that that wreck at Sheridan is out of the way. A reminder to watch out for problems in Longmont. We had a crash that shut down Highway 66 both directions at County Road 19, so see your alternates around that. Weather today, early fog in some areas, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 79. Currently it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and they're
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want to know they're going after him.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, he's almost as loud, as passionate as I am. Good for you, Edward. 7:49, 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check this out. Has your dog ever started howling when you're singing? Now, you know what? That doesn't happen with Coco and Jackson. They do not howl when... I don't sing, first of all. Mary does. They don't howl when Mary sings. Bill the parrot, however, loves to hear Mary sing opera. But, you know, the point of bringing this up is that if your dog does howl, that's not an insult to your singing ability. It's just his way of proving he's part of the family. And you know what? Dogs are part of your family, and my biggest complaint about them is they just don't last long enough. But you can help your dog last longer by feeding them good food. I mean, food that's good for them. And you know what? Ask yourself, how does your pet's health relate to Purina One? If you switch to natural blends, then you know what? You know that it does relate and that your dog does feel better. And just like you make an effort in your own life to eat healthier and to take better care of yourself, you ought to do the same thing for your dog. The new Purina One Natural Blends is made with natural, wholesome ingredients like real white meat, chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal, and it's naturally preserved with no additives, fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. So, you know what? Could a natural dog food help change your dog's health for the better? Well, you know something? I think it can. Coco and Jackson are proof of that. Try Purina One's natural blend for 30 days and see your dog's health and energy, skin, coat, teeth, and digestion. See what happens to it. It'll improve. Look for Purina One's natural blends in the white bag or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag. So you can make the healthy change in your dog's health naturally. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Hello?
Hello, hey, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute, that red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just, when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me in the Jetta? Do you have an email?
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
I'm Jason Jennings. I've studied the productivity of thousands of companies and seen the techniques and tools that work best. The new Discover Business Card introduces the financial tools that business owners need. It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business and comes with the best rewards program in the industry, flexible payment options, and personalized customer service. Sign up at discover.com/tools or by calling 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover Business Card. It works.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 82. Mostly sunny skies. Talk about the path to 9/11. I've got that Dick Cheney quote. I've got the transcript of it. We're looking for the sound of it. And the Dick Cheney quote about making the inference, actually outright saying that there was a link between Saddam Hussein and 9/11, and I'll do it. I'll give it to you after 8 o'clock. Let me go back to the phones here. We're talking about the path to 9/11. Here's Mary in Castle Rock. Mary, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Baby killer.
Actually, I've never killed a baby in my life. But that's okay. If you want to think that, that's fine with me. All right, let's go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying.
Oh, I'm trying, too. I think all of us that have any logical thought process are trying really hard right about now. You know, I wanted to talk to you a couple of things about the caller that called in about the Secret Service protocol. I don't think any American would take issue with the president remaining in the location. But as the leader of the free world, and I put quotations around that, I think people would have expected some concern, curiosity about what had happened, some taking the reins at that point, if he had to step out of the classroom into the hallway to ask what was going on, what do we know right now? I'm tired of these people just laying out an argument that is not based in truth. What's happened in this country is we have come to accept the fact that when someone makes a point based on ideology, that it has to do with integrity. And there's a big difference between the two.
Yeah, I would grant you that. You're right about that.
We need to get back to where we're speaking from a place of integrity in ourselves, you know, and not being so quick to make our point about how we feel ideology-wise.
Well, I think this is something that this whole subject of 9/11 is something that shouldn't be in any kind of docudrama.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to portray, I mean, if the real events are there, why make stuff up?
That's right. That's right.
Why not just follow what really, really happened?
And why malign people that are living? You know, the thing is that this was another swift boating of people that have an opposing view. You know, you take something and you lay it out there and present it, and because the majority of Americans do not do research, they're not really interested in facts. They are only interested in having something in their head that they can parrot. Or repeat, then they get away with this. You know, they're able to. This is classic Karl Rove. You know, repeat it enough, and people will believe it. And I wanted to make one other point, and this is not the fault of Americans. At one time, when something came over our airwaves, it was based in fact and truth. That's because the people that were on the other end, the people that were in the position to do the research did the research, and they were people that were actually concerned about how they presented facts to the American people. That's out the window now. You know, I was telling a friend of mine whose dad listens to Rush Limbaugh all the time that it's not his fault, because he grew up as a child listening to the radio, and what came over the radio, people presented as factual information. So when people hear things over the television and the radio now, they're thinking it's fact.
Well, there used to be checks and balances, and
correct.
now because of deregulation, those checks and balances have been removed. Thank you. I appreciate the call. It's been a good one. Thanks so much.
All right.
Coming up, we'll continue to talk about this, but also, and I want to I want to give you the Cheney thing here, but we're also I'm also going to play the Keith Olbermann commentary from last night in case you missed it. We'll play that for you, too, coming up next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for hanging out.
You've got J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A day after Americans remembered 9/11, terrorists armed with guns, grenades, and explosives tried to attack the U.S. Embassy in Damascus. CBS's Richard Roth in Tel Aviv says Syrian guards killed three attackers, wounded a fourth. One Syrian was killed.
All of America's diplomats in Damascus are safe and uninjured, and the embassy's security perimeter was not penetrated. But the attack this morning was determined and deadly.
Who is behind it? Secretary of State Rice says that's still an open question.
I think it's very early to try and speculate on why this might have happened and what it means for Syria.
Syria's ambassador to Washington says he suspects an Al-Qaeda splinter group. Breaking news from Silicon Valley, Hewlett-Packard Chairman Patricia Dunn will step down effective next January. Dunn has been under fire over a possibly illegal effort to get the phone records of board members and reporters to see who leaked company information. The union representing striking Detroit school teachers has agreed to a tentative settlement. WWJ's Vicki Thomas tells us how the deal fell into place.
It appeared that both sides were really digging in for a possibly long strike, and that made a lot of parents nervous. They started taking their kids out of the school district and finding other school districts that would take these kids. So the mayor of Detroit stepped in, and he's being credited with being able to get both sides off the dime.
Teachers could meet tomorrow for a ratification vote. Well, math teachers don't think much of the way math is being taught. In fact, their organization is calling for a return to the way it used to be taught, with the emphasis on fundamentals like multiplication tables and long division. University of Rochester math professor Ralph Ramey is all for that.
My hope is that children will be taught arithmetic. It's going to be a difficult road to reverse what generation has lost.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is telling parents to make sure that TV sets and big pieces of furniture are well anchored. At least 10 children have been killed so far this year by furniture that tipped over. A spacewalk that began almost 5 hours ago is still going strong. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. Peter, how much longer will they be out there?
Maybe another hour and a half, as they've completed their main job and are now doing some get-ahead work. Her first spacewalk is hardly a reach for Navy diver Heidi Stephanish and Piper.
Okay, I get to see how long my arms really are.
It's the sixth time out for Joe Tanner, still physically demanding.
If all that weight room stuff was worth it.
Right.
They've installed a new solar array truss and wings for the International Space Station, those wings to be extended Thursday. Frank?
In trouble with a flash memory card is forcing Sony to delay the introduction of a new Walkman for a week. The rescheduled rollout in Japan is set for a week from Saturday. Just last week, Sony announced it was delaying shipments of a new PlayStation 3 to Europe. In early trading, the Dow is up 31 points. NASDAQ is up 10. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. If your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. It's going to take an autopsy to determine what killed former state lawmaker Brian Sullivan this weekend. Sullivan's body was pulled from Lake Dillon on Monday. The search is on for a Wyoming public defender missing after a solo camping trip. Kenneth Koski was last seen September 3rd on the trail, but he was due back in Cheyenne September 8th.
Our office was notified on Saturday the 9th at about 3 p.m. of a campsite that was found near Pyramid Lake or in the Pyramid Lake area of the Bridger Wilderness. A journal was found inside the tent which belonged to Mr. Koski, and the last entry was on September 5th.
Koski was reportedly doing a solo camping trip for his 56th birthday. He's an experienced backpacker and camper. Investigators don't suspect foul play. Federal grand jury accusing 43-year-old Utah man James Ray Bobo for interfering with flight crew members and attendants last month. United Flight 535 from Chicago to Salt Lake City was diverted to Denver when Bobo allegedly threw a can at flight attendants. They had refused to serve him more alcohol after he had already had two drinks on the plane. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Westbound I-70 between 225 and Peoria is the area to avoid. We've had a wreck involving an empty school bus and a car and a separate collision in the same area. Both are off to the right shoulder, but we still have some heavy delays. Again, that's westbound lanes of I-70 near 225. Collisions on southbound 25 at 104th and eastbound I-70 near Federal are no longer factors. We do have a couple of surface street problems in key areas to avoid. Northbound Colorado at Evans and eastbound Alameda approaching University. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather, early fog in some areas, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 79. Right now it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Supers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsupers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Lucky Number 11, Wild, and I Am a Sex Addict. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, and their annual tent sale is coming up September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. The video station.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 8:07. It's after 8. High today, 82. Mostly sunny here. It's going to be a nice day today. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Okay, before we get to the Keith Olbermann thing, his commentary last night, which I thought was brilliant, which ran on MSNBC during Countdown, the last part of Countdown, right before the president's speech. John Turk has looked long and hard. We cannot find the audio. We've searched everywhere. So if you know where it is, you can tell us. We can't find the audio of Dick Cheney, but I have the transcripts of Dick Cheney. We had Jim from Fort Collins call in last hour, claim the administration never said that there was any connection between Iraq and Saddam Hussein and 9/11, And then I questioned him about, well, where did, is it at least 43? It could be anywhere between 43 and 50. I'm not sure where what it is, but it's up there somewhere. It equates to about half of the country, or a little less than half the country, believes that there was a connection between Saddam Hussein, Iraq, and 9/11. This is from Meet the Press. This is the transcript from September the 14th, 2003. And Tim Russert says, the Washington Post asked the American people about Saddam Hussein, and this is why they, and this is what they said. 69% said he was involved in the September 11th attacks. Are you surprised by that? Vice President Cheney, no, I think it's not surprising that people make that connection. Mr. Russert, but is there a connection? Vice President Cheney, we don't know. You and I talked about this 2 years ago. I can remember you asking me this question just a few days after the original attack, and at that time I said, no, we didn't have any evidence of that. Subsequent to that, we've learned a couple of things. We've learned more and more that there was a relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda that stretched back through most of the decade of the 90s, and that involved training. For example, on B&W and C&W, that Al-Qaeda sent personnel to Baghdad to get trained on the systems that are involved. The Iraqis provided bomb-making expertise and advice to the Al-Qaeda organization. We know, for example, in connection with the original World Trade Center bombing of 93, that one of the bombers was Iraqi, returned to Iraq after the attack of 93, and we've learned subsequent to that that since we went into Baghdad and got into the intelligence files, that this individual probably also received financing from the Iraqi government as well as a safe haven. Now there's a connection between the Iraqi government and the original World Trade Center bombing in 93. We know, as I say, that one of the perpetrators of that act did in fact receive support from the Iraqi government after the fact. With respect to 9/11, of course, we've had the story that's been public out there that the Czechs allege that Mohammed Atta, the leader, met in Prague with senior Iraqi intelligence officials 5 months before the attack, but we've never been able to develop any more of that yet, either in terms of confirming it or discrediting it. We just don't know. All right, what conclusion do you draw from that? The Senate intelligence report, dominated by Republicans, said last Friday, overwhelmingly, there was no connection between Iraq and 9/11. The meeting in Prague, which Cheney talks about, never took place, and that, quite the contrary, that Saddam Hussein didn't like Al-Qaeda and wanted to hunt them down because he saw them as being a threat to his regime. But Dick Cheney kept repeating this, and various members of the administration kept repeating it over and over and over and over and over again. And I, you know what, go to the Washington Post. And if you look at the Washington Post today, if I read that right at 4:30 this morning, Condoleezza Rice is still trying to make the connection. So when people call me and say that the administration never said it, you know what? The vice president did say it. And you know what? They did infer it. And they inferred it over and over and over again. And do we have that quote from... Is that going to hinder us running the Oberman thing? Do we have that quote from last night from Bush, from his speech, about the quote-unquote war on terror? And, yeah, we got that in the... Listen to what he says about Iraq and the war on terror and how he tries to fold both of them together again.
I'm often asked why we're in Iraq when Saddam Hussein was not responsible for the 9/11 attacks. The answer is that the regime of Saddam Hussein was a clear threat. My administration, the Congress, and the United Nations saw the threat.
All right, but that's part of it. But then there's another quote in there where he talks about the battle in the streets of Baghdad.
If we yield Iraq to men like bin Laden, our enemies will be emboldened. They will gain a new safe haven. They will use Iraq's resources to fuel their extremist movement. We will not allow this to happen. America will stay in the fight. Iraq will be a free nation and a strong ally in the war on terror.
All right, we don't have that, but I think we've got it. We've got it. You just got to find it. But there he is talking. Here it is, 2006, and he's talking about Iraq, and he's talking about how they were a threat. Now, you know what? They weren't a threat. That's the whole thing. and the Senate Intelligence Committee, the 9/11 Commission, I mean, everybody else is, and he's still up there saying it. So he's folding both of these two things together and is doing a huge disservice not only to himself, but is doing a huge disservice to you and I and to the rest of the country over this. And so here we sit in 2006, and we're still debating this. And it's a ridiculous debate to have. I mean, it's ridiculous because Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, and Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And that's why I make the point to the previous caller last hour about how, you know, if George W. Bush sat there in that Florida classroom for 5 minutes, if he sat there for 6 minutes, if he sat there for 7 minutes, yeah, it looks embarrassing, and slowed down, it really looks embarrassing. But you know something? It isn't as important as it's not as important as what happened afterwards and what we have done subsequent to 9/11 and the things that have not been fulfilled and the things that we have failed to enact, like any of the 9/11 Commission recommendations, or the fact that we didn't finish the job in Afghanistan and now the Taliban is resurgent again and they're having problems in Afghanistan. And the fact that nobody wants to bring up the fact that this administration let bin Laden get away at Tora Bora. And that we took our eye off the ball and now we're stuck in this terrible situation in Iraq in which there is no end in sight and there's no solution forthcoming and it's getting worse. There was a report yesterday that this country, that the United States of America has, that we have totally and completely lost control of Anbar province. That Anbar province is being run by Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia. And that's something like 50,000 square miles or something like that, that they now control. And that people on the ground there say that we're probably not going to get control back of Anbar. So we've got trouble in Anbar, we've got trouble in Baghdad, and there's no solution in sight. There's no solution to any of this stuff. So here we sit 5 years later, and I didn't get into all of this yesterday morning because I didn't want to, you know, be too overtly political on 9/11, but it's just frustrating. It's so frustrating. And, you know, I want to go to people who back this president. I want to go to people on the right, and I want desperately to say to them, you know, what more do you need? What more proof do you need? How can you sit there day after day after day and pretend that we don't have these problems, that these things haven't been done, that nothing has been covered, that nothing, I mean, how do you go on and pretend every single day? You know, how do you do that? And when I do get conservative emails, I mean, I'll email them back and I'll say, you know, that's fine. I'm glad you're listening and I'm glad you're, you know, taking time to email me. And let's just say that I'm totally and completely wrong. Then tell me what the plan is to get us out. And you know what? I don't get an answer. I never get an answer. I never get an answer from these people. There's not one out there from them. And I don't know if it is because they don't know how to get out, or they haven't thought about it, and it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. All right, the Oberman commentary. I promised it to you. I'll play it. Coming up next, Keith can put it far better than I can, and we'll take more of your calls. 8:16, 16 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We still have delays in all of the usual hotspots, including getting into downtown, southbound I-25, I-70 to Spear, and of course coming out of Thornton, North Glen. Eastbound arteries lined up as well. Eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, eastbound Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. Dealing with this crash activity, westbound I-70 between 225 and Peoria. Watch out for it. We had a school bus involved. Thankfully, it was empty, and we had another wreck in that area, so that's causing some delays. Both of them are off to the right-hand shoulder. However, weather today, early fog in some areas, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 79. Right now it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 50 front-range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like the sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds, a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used for sale or for school rental. 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
What is the President of the United States going to do about Bin Laden right now?
Ed Schultz.
How are you going to fight the war on terror? I'd like to have some clarification as to what the plan is. Because you know what? In the last four speeches, all I've gotten was a scorecard. I haven't felt the fever from President Bush that we're going to get that son of a... I haven't felt that!
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it! I want to see it! I want to know they're going after him!
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
21, 21 minutes after 8. Good morning. High today, 82, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, this is from Keith Olbermann's countdown last night. Olbermann is really stepping out there, and congratulations to him. This is his special commentary, and this ran right before coverage of the president's speech on MSNBC. Here's Keith Olbermann.
Tonight, a special comment on why we are here. Half a lifetime ago, I worked in that now empty space behind me. And for 40 days after the attacks, I worked here again, trying to make sense of what happened and was yet to happen as a reporter. And all the time, I knew that the very air I breathed contained the remains of thousands of people, including four of my own friends, two in the planes, and as I discovered from those missing posters, seared still into my soul, two more in the towers. And I knew as well that this was the pyre for hundreds of New York policemen and firemen, of whom my family can claim half a dozen or more as our ancestors. I belabor this to emphasize that for me this was and is and always shall be personal. And anyone who claims that I and others like me are soft or have forgotten the lessons of what happened here is at best a grasping, opportunistic dilettante and at worst an idiot, whether he is a commentator or a vice president or a president. However, of all the things those of us who were here 5 years ago could have forecast, of all the nightmares that unfolded before our eyes and the others that unfolded only in our minds, none of us could have predicted this. 5 years later, this space is still empty. 5 years later, there is no memorial to the dead. 5 years later, there is no building rising to show with proud defiance that we would not have our America wrung from us by cowards and criminals. 5 years later, this country's wound is still open. 5 years later, this country's mass grave is still unmarked. 5 years later, this is still just a background for a photo op. It is beyond shameful. At the dedication of the Gettysburg Memorial, barely 4 months after the last soldier staggered from another Pennsylvania field, Mr. Lincoln said, "We cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract." Lincoln used those words to immortalize their sacrifice. Today, our leaders could use those same words to rationalize their own reprehensible inaction. We cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground, so we won't. Instead, they bicker and buckpass. They thwart private efforts and jostle to claim credit for initiatives that go nowhere. They spend the money on irrelevant wars and elaborate self-congratulations and buying off columnists to write how good a job they're doing instead of doing any job at all. 5 years later, Mr. Bush, we are still fighting the terrorists on these streets, and look carefully, sir, on these 16 empty acres, the terrorists are clearly still winning. And in a crime against every victim here and every patriotic sentiment you mouthed but did not enact, you have done nothing about it. And there is something worse still than this vast gaping hole in this city and in the fabric of our nation. There is its symbolism of the promise unfulfilled, the urgent oath reduced to lazy execution. The only positive on 9/11 and the days and weeks that so slowly and painfully followed it was the unanimous humanity here and throughout the country. The government, the president in particular, was given every possible measure of support. Those who did not belong to his party tabled that. Those who doubted the mechanics of his election ignored that. Those who wondered of his qualifications forgot that. History teaches us that nearly unanimous support of a government cannot be taken away from that government by its critics. It can only be squandered by those who use it not to heal a nation's wounds, but to take political advantage. Terrorists did not come and steal our newly regained sense of being American first and political 50th. Nor did the Democrats, nor did the media, nor did the people. The president and those around him did that. They promised bipartisanship and then showed that to them bipartisanship meant that their party would rule and the rest would have to follow or be branded with ever-escalating hysteria as morally or intellectually confused, as appeasers, as those who, in the vice president's words yesterday, validate the strategy of the terrorists. They promised protection and then showed that to them protection meant going to war against a despot whose hand they had once shaken, a despot who we now learn from our own Senate Intelligence Committee hated al-Qaeda as much as we did. The polite phrase for how so many of us were duped into supporting a war on the false premise that it had something to do with 9/11 is lying by implication. The impolite phrase is impeachable offense. Not once in now 5 years has this president ever offered to assume responsibility for the failures that led to this empty space and to this, the current and curdled version of our beloved country. Still, there is a snapping flame from a final candle of respect and fairness. Even his most virulent critics have never suggested that he alone bears the full brunt of the blame for 9/11. Half the time, in fact, this president has been so gently treated that he has seemed not even to be the man most responsible for anything in his own administration. Yet what is happening this very night? A mini-series created, influenced, possibly financed by the most radical and cold of domestic political Machiavellis continues to be televised into our homes. The documented truths of the last 15 years are replaced by bald-faced lies. The talking points of the current regime parroted, the whole sorry story blurred by spin to make the party out of office seem vacillating and impotent, and the party in office seem like the only option. How dare you, Mr. President, after taking cynical advantage of the unanimity and love and transmuting both into fraudulent war and needless death, after monstrously transforming it into fear and suspicion and turning that fear into the campaign slogan of three elections, how dare you or those around you ever spin 9/11? Just as the terrorists have succeeded, are still succeeding as long as there is no memorial and no construction here at Ground Zero. so too have they succeeded and are still succeeding, as long as this government uses 9/11 as a wedge to pit Americans against Americans. This is an odd point to cite a television program, especially one from March of 1960. But as Disney's continuing sellout of the truth and of this country suggests, even television programs can be powerful things. And long ago, a series called The Twilight Zone broadcast a riveting episode entitled The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. In brief, a meteor sparks rumors of an invasion by extraterrestrials disguised as humans. The electricity goes out. A neighbor pleads for calm. Suddenly, his car and only his car starts. Someone suggests he must be the alien. Then another man's lights go on. As charges and suspicion and panic overtake the street, guns are inevitably produced. An alien is shot. But then he turns out to be just another neighbor returning from having gone for help. The camera pulls back to a nearby hill, where two extraterrestrials are seen, finally, manipulating a small device that can jam electricity. The veteran tells his novice that there is no need to actually attack, that you just turn off a few of the human machines, and then they pick the most dangerous enemy they can find, and it is themselves. And then in perhaps his finest piece of writing, Rod Serling sums it up with words of remarkable prescience, given where we find ourselves tonight. The tools of conquest, he said, do not necessarily come with bombs and explosions and fallout. There are weapons that are simply thoughts, attitudes, prejudices, to be found only in the minds of men. For the record, he said, prejudices can kill and suspicion can destroy, and a thoughtless, frightened search for a scapegoat has a fallout all its own for the children and the children yet unborn. When those who dissent are told time and time again, as we will be, if not tonight by the president, then tomorrow by his portable public chorus, that he is preserving our freedom, but that if we use any of that freedom, we are somehow un-American. When we are scolded that if we merely question, we have forgotten the lessons of 9/11. Look into this empty space behind me and the bipartisanship upon which this administration also did not build. And tell me this, who has left this hole in the ground? We have not forgotten, Mr. President. You have. May this country forgive you.
There's Keith Olbermann from last night talking in front of the World Trade Center site. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. There is the path to 9/11 out there to talk about. There is still reaction from yesterday since I didn't take that many phone calls. And if you want to comment on Keith Olbermann's commentary, you can do that as well. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 830 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina Michaels and a look at Progressive Traffic.
Two major areas for your drive this morning. Multi-car crash has the Boulder Turnpike jammed from Boulder between Church Ranch and Sheridan, so be prepared for a holdup there. Rolling backups continue as we recover along westbound I-70 from 225 to Peoria. We had a couple of separate collisions in that area slowing it down, including one involving a school bus. Thankfully, no kids were aboard. C-470 is catching some of the heat now eastbound out of Highlands Ranch. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 79. Currently, it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. With Spivak Plus starting at only $9.95, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020.
8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, homeowners, here's an important offer that will save you money, and it's available only for my friends at the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program, and I guarantee you're going to love this. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Now, adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. But you can get rid of all these. Consolidate all your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust they'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no, and you can get a direct answer today. You can get a yes today on the phone. They're a direct lender. They can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so you got to call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last for long. So you know what? Don't wait. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Today's seminar is titled, How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
5 years have passed since our country was drawn into a war not of our making.
Now, can you believe that? There's Donald Rumsfeld saying we were drawn into a war not of our making. Because they're trying to conflate the two. The struggle against Al-Qaeda and terrorism, radical Islam, and Iraq. 835, 25, we'll wait for them. 9, 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yep. Now, Keith Olbermann had better be careful or he'll be doing the news from Fargo.
Or he'll get sent someplace. You're
exactly
right. They'll bounce his rear.
Yeah, my remarks are only half funny, half humorous. That's strong stuff.
Yep, I agree.
At any rate, I watched the path to 9/11 in its entirety. And frankly, what I saw was exactly what your guest yesterday, Dr. Schroyer, summed it all up by. The people at the top don't care about the people, the American people.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Well, I think it's what I said to an earlier caller. They care, but they care about their agenda, not your agenda or my agenda.
Well, exactly, yeah. And the president said, Iraq's assets are safe and they're not in the hands of Al-Qaeda. Yeah, they're safe for ExxonMobil. That's who put him in office. That's who put up the money. And the only bias in the program, real bias, is the fact that it covers the period February 93 through September of 01, well, most of that's Clinton administration. So what the program shows is a lot of dedicated underlings who are running around trying to get something done, and they meet up with a lot of obfuscation. Some of it probably genuine, where they show Madeleine Albright talking about the international implications. Well, I mean, the reality. If some of these strikes had taken place, there would have been international implications. But somebody else, and I forget who, has made the point that back in 98, we were negotiating a deal to sell F-16s to, I forget, Yemen, some Middle Eastern country.
I believe it was
Kuwait.
No, I think it was either UAE or Saudi Arabia. I can't remember which one.
And that was UAE.
And that was Michael Schroyer that made that point yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, sure. So launch a missile strike in the Middle East. Well, that might tip things, and maybe the French would get the order. So to me, it just all, everything comes back to the same place. You got to look at politics as, you know, who puts up the money to get these people elected.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's a large part of it. I think the other part of it is that what this the current administration, what they cared about was their agenda.
Well, sure.
Over anything else. I mean, how do you get a country? I asked this yesterday. No one called to confront this. And granted, I didn't take a lot of calls. But Oberman's talking about it. How do you get a country that was so unanimous and so together, and it didn't make any difference whether you were Democratic, whether you were Republican, whether you were an independent, wherever you sat, whether you were a libertarian, it didn't make any difference where you were politically. We were all shoulder to shoulder and together in the idea that we were going to go get the Taliban, and we were going to go get Al-Qaeda, and we were going to go get the people responsible for that monstrous event 5 years ago yesterday. And now, here we sit, 2006, and we're deeply, deeply divided as a country. How did that division happen?
It was another agenda, wasn't it? The agenda was Iraq, and for the life of me, I still can't figure out, and I think Schroyer mentioned this yesterday. He said, well, I don't know why they chose to go to Iraq. I can't figure it out either.
I think Ron Suskind talks about it. I think that one of his theories, I think, is absolutely correct. And that's the idea that they wanted to set an example, that they wanted other countries and that they wanted people like bin Laden to see that we are the last remaining standing superpower, and that if you don't do what we tell you to do and you don't play by our rules, then what we're going to do is we're going to punish you. And you see that in all of their actions, from not consulting our allies, from basically the hostility towards the French, this go-it-alone attitude, and this idea that we were going to go in and make an example out of Saddam Hussein, and we were going to show the Middle East and the rest of the world that, by God, if the United States says something, it has to be so. And what we've done is we've just done irreparable damage to this country's reputation, to this country, I mean, to people's lives. I mean, it just runs from A to Z.
Well, I think he must have it. There doesn't seem to be any other answer, does there?
Well, no. I mean, I think what he's saying is absolutely true, because it makes total and complete sense if you go look at the way we are towards other countries. This idea that we don't negotiate, that we dictate, and that you listen, and when we say jump, you jump, and if you don't jump, then, you know something, you're in deep trouble. But the problem now is that you go to Iran, you go to North Korea, you go to Syria, you go to any other country that doesn't like us, they're not scared of us, because you know what? They see what the hell's going on. They see we're stuck in Iraq, so they don't have to worry about it. You know, I mean, the gig is up, man. People are, around this world are hip to what's happening here.
I wonder if the American voting public will be hip to what's happening in November.
Well, all indications are yes, but you never know, and I just don't know.
This is probably the most interesting election that I've ever lived through.
Well, it's absolutely the most crucial. John, thank you, man.
Yep.
Appreciate it. By the way, there's a CNN poll out. I didn't quote this morning. I should quote it now. The percentage of Americans who blame the Bush administration for September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington has risen from almost a third to almost half over the past 4 years, according to a CNN poll released on Monday. Now, do I think that the Bush administration is wholly responsible for those attacks? No. But, like I have answered people in email, like I have said on the air, they were asleep at the switch. They were warned. They ignored those warnings. And, on top of that, it's what they did afterwards that counts, too. And you know what? That's a big problem. That's a real big problem. Because we've obviously taken the wrong course. Slavic in Winter Park, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You have touched on very, very, very important points this morning, but one of the things that anybody can use to their advantage and or to somebody else's to somebody else's, you know, putting them in the bed, but is the information. The information is very, very powerful tool. And it depends how you use the information and what kind of the information you have. One of the factors why this country is going down the tubes, because we have what is called unreliable media. And one of the most reliable media is still on the, you know, radio. And one of those, you know, channels is NPR, National Public, you know, Radio. One of the things that got me turned off the, you know, NPR, you know, while back, few days back, is there has been a mention on NPR that any kind of the information that's on television or on the radio or on internet that shows what kind of a damage and explosive can make in the war of in you know, Baghdad will help or aid the so-called terrorists. The information and how you use it can have a great power on 43% of people who won't change their mind. And that's my comment.
Well, I think what you're saying is really true. I think that an NPR at times has done exactly what the rest of the mainstream media has done, which they have taken what has been given to them out of the powers that be in Washington, and they have regurgitated it. And this idea that any kind of discussion or dissent or questioning of the country's path aids the enemy is the oldest argument known to mankind. And despots and totalitarian regimes use this argument on a constant basis. And it's sad to see it resurfacing and being used again in this country. Slavik, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Excellent call. 844, 16 away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up at 9, Jameson Fosier, Managing Director in Media Matters for America. We'll take a look at the 9/11 coverage that went on yesterday, and we'll get Media Matters' take on it.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Dealing with a couple of major problems still in traffic. We had a multi-car crash on the Boulder Turnpike. Has that pretty well bogged down from Boulder between Church Ranch and Sheridan. So you want to be prepared for some major holdups there. We also had some recovery westbound I-70 between 225 and Peoria. Couple of wrecks in that area that were slowing it down, including one involving a school bus. Thankfully, no kids aboard. C-470 getting very heavy now, eastbound out of Highlands Ranch. We've also had a major problem along westbound I-70 at mile marker 244. A semi rolled over there right near Central City. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 79. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast.
Beat the summer heat with tickets to the coolest event of the year. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. Stay cool with Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Son of a... I haven't felt that!
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it! I want to see it! I want to know they're going after him!
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value. But for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Years of pursuing stability to promote peace had left us with neither. So we changed our policies and committed America's influence in the world to advancing freedom and democracy as the great alternatives to repression and radicalism.
8:49, it's 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 82, mostly sunny. Good morning. And let's get back to the phones, talking about Path to 9/11 and other things having to do with yesterday. And we go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Good, man. How's it going with you?
Good, man. Isn't Keith Olbermann awesome?
Oh, yeah, he's the best. I watch him every night.
He's absolutely speaking the truth in clear, concise, anybody can understand it language. I hope to goodness the Democratic Party is listening.
I hope. You know what? I hope they are, too. He's marvelous.
I don't know what his politics are. I guess he's a progressive, at least. But what he is saying is exactly what the Democratic Party should be saying over and over and over and over again.
I agree.
Just take it head on.
Listen, I agree 100%. I do.
You know what else I like about him? I looked at his bio, and he and I were born on exactly the same day. So I catch all of his cultural references. When he speaks about the Twilight Zone, it's like, yeah, I saw that episode.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I just think it's the best thing on television.
Absolutely. He's the only one saying what needs to be said. He should be commended.
Yep, I agree. And you know what? We should all sit down and take 5 minutes and write him an email of appreciation.
I'm going to do that right now. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And I'll do that today, too. I haven't done it, but I'm going to do it. Let's go to Sean in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Sean. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. The path to 9/11, it just it was very disturbing to
hey,
me.
Hey, man, if you're on a speakerphone, you got to get off of it because it reverberates and echoes back here and sounds bad.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, you're a little bit better. You must just be in a room with bad acoustics, but go ahead.
The whole movie for Path to 9/11, why did it start with 1993? Why not go back, or 1992, why not go back further? Why not go back with the creation of Osama bin Laden and his fight in Afghanistan with the Russians? Why not go back to when Bush, one, opened up military bases in Saudi Arabia, which is what really ticked him off?
Because they had an agenda, and the agenda was to smear Bill Clinton.
That is true. So why can they get away with that? I don't understand.
Well, I don't think they really did get away with it. I mean, I think, first of all, the thing got beat by football. Second of all, a lot of people screamed bloody murder. And now the latest people to weigh in on this, the latest company that's upset is American Airlines, because now they're claiming that the film, both in its first part and second part, appears to suggest that the chief hijacker, Otto, was flagged as a security risk at Boston's Logan Airport by American Airlines personnel
According to the 9/11 Commission report, that incident occurred earlier that morning in Maine, and the airline was U.S. Airways. And American Airlines says that they had no idea, and that what this movie has done is it has dishonored American Airlines, and it dishonors the memory of innocent American Airline employees who lost their lives as a result of 9/11. So they're upset and sent a letter to Walt Disney and ABC as well.
I still have a tough time because you think about the Ronald Reagan story that never made it to CBS. It went to
Showtime.
Showtime, and I'm like, so where was the outrage with this story? That some people knew it was wrong. You had two FBI agents who basically leave the show as consultants because it was factually inaccurate, and they can still get it on the air as a quote-unquote docudrama, which is basically just pure fiction.
Well, I think people are going to be questioning ABC, and I think they're going to be questioning Walt Disney for a long time to come. By the way, this is the same company under Eisner, not under Iger, but under Eisner, who refused to distribute Fahrenheit 9/11 because he claimed that they did not want to get involved in election year politics, so he took a pass on the movie. And we're in election season, and ABC runs it. I mean, this is why, and I had arguments with people off the air about this, as well as a pretty heated, passionate discussion with a guy on the air about it. This is one of the reasons why, this whole idea of, well, I'm going to boycott ABC. But you know what? There are people who work at ABC, who work in the news division, like Richard Clark, for instance, who denounced the movie. People who work in other divisions of Walt Disney and also at ABC, they're horrified by the thing, too. And I don't think that it's, you should go hurt innocent people over something. I think that what happened is that ABC got caught, and Walt Disney got caught trying to put this thing forward, and they're going to suffer damage for it for a long time to come. I mean, people are going to look at them now with a jaundiced eye.
I don't really think so. And I say that because I've had a couple of conversations with some people, young and old, 16, 25, 50, who still think what's happening now is fine. We haven't been attacked since 9/11, and they think everything's fine. I think everything they hear about the current administration is just, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's not true.
Well, you have those people out there. There's no question about that. And there's a NBC Wall Street Journal poll that indicates that that majority of people in this country feel like we are safer. But I just read you the CNN poll. The percentage of Americans who blame the Bush administration for September 11th attacks on New York and Washington has risen from almost a third to almost half now over the past 4 years. So. The administration is losing ground, but a lot of this is all wrapped up in Iraq. I mean, a lot of it's wrapped up in what happened after 9/11 and what this administration has done after 9/11. And I find it amazing that anybody can defend the actions of this administration. Now, this morning in the in the Washington Post, you've got an op-ed piece, I believe, by Bill Kristol, who is a big proponent of this war. He's calling now for more troops. They're going to put more troops in.
Really?
Well, where are we going to get the troops? Where are we going to get them from?
That's what you call a draft.
Well, do you think this country would accept a draft?
No, the country wouldn't accept it as a whole, but that still won't mean they won't call for it, and especially if during the next election nothing changes, then I think that would be one thing that's going to happen because we can't keep sending guys over there in the numbers we have been. And we should have sent an overwhelming force in initially to win the war and to hold the peace.
Well,
we didn't have the coalition that we had for the first Gulf War.
There was a news report out yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, that by a retiring, I believe he's a general, but I'm not sure of his rank in the military, who said that Donald Rumsfeld specifically gave instructions to have no post-war Iraqi planning because he didn't want to signal to the American people that we would be there that long because he didn't think the American people would stand for it. The whole thing is just ill-conceived. It's all ill-conceived. Sean, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And let me say in closing, we the only way we can hear you guys on Progressive Radio in any other place but Chapel Hill and Asheville, North Carolina, which are only two places in North Carolina that actually carry progressive radio programming, is over the internet. So I wish we can get you guys on local programming all over the state, because we definitely need you. Because I've talked to people who are running, who are working with Roger Sharp running for the 5th District against Fox, and they're like, what? Progressive radio? Where? So wish you were here.
Well, I wish we were here, too. North Carolina is a great state. I worked there once in Charlotte. It's a very beautiful state, and it's one of my favorite places. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, I was a country music disc jockey in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Jameson Fosher, Managing Director for Media Matters. Then we'll go into open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here this morning.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Marshall's Law number 190. Turn your pumpkin into a princess and save like a superhero. Don't miss Marshall's first ever Halloween event starting this Thursday. Find a monstrous selection of the same premium kids' costumes you'll find in catalogs and specialty stores for only $7.99 to $24.99. Plus wigs, wands, spooky decor, and more. Get to Marshall's amazing Halloween event this Thursday. Costumes should be scary, not their prices. That's Marshall's Law.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Gulf War Syndrome? It doesn't exist. That's the bottom line of a study funded by the Veterans Administration. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
This report by a Blue Ribbon Institute of Medicine panel is intended to be the definitive word on this controversial topic. Reviewing more than 800 studies, one thing stands out.
First and Gulf War veterans report higher rates of almost any symptom.
Panel Chair Dr. Lynn Goldman of Johns Hopkins.
As many symptoms as the Gulf War veterans have, these symptoms are not unique.
The report finds increased risks of anxiety disorders, depression, and substance abuse, and it calls for more study of a possible link to Lou Gehrig's disease. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Praise for Syrian security forces.
I'm very grateful that the attack did not, in that sense, succeed.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice reacting to this morning's thwarted attack on the U.S. embassy in Damascus. A Syrian soldier and three of the Islamist attackers were killed. No Americans were injured.
It's too early to tell who might have been responsible for the attack. Obviously, we will do the forensics on it and begin to try to get a sense of what happened there.
It's primary day around the country with much of the focus on the Republican Senate race in Rhode Island, where the more liberal incumbent is facing a stiff challenge from a conservative. Molly Levinson is CBS News political director.
If Senator Lincoln Chafee loses this primary in Rhode Island, it could mean a loss of that Senate seat for Republicans.
Because Republicans believe the challenger is too conservative to beat the Democratic candidate in November. Harvard is taking a step that could prompt other major universities to follow. The school is going to eliminate early enrollment next year. But interim president Derek Bok says he's not certain how many universities will fall in behind.
I don't know what they'll do. We have certainly given them a chance to step up, and I hope they do.
Critics of early admissions have long argued the practice isn't fair because it favors more well-to-do and organized applicants. Parents, beware, there is danger in the family room. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning that this year at least 10 kids have been killed by heavy furniture or TVs tipping over on them. The commission's Julie Belize says thinking ahead could avoid a tragedy.
Parents shouldn't put remote controls or their child's lovey on top of the TV. It just invites them to climb and reach, which can cause the TV to tip over.
With federal investigators breathing down their necks, two Fortune 500 companies are changing leadership. Hewlett-Packard Chair Patricia Dunn is stepping down, even while she defends her company's efforts to pinch off media leaks. Bristol-Myers Squibb has also ousted its chief exec, Peter Dolan, over a questionable patent deal with a competitor. Well, July was a bad month for the U.S. trade deficit. The government says it ballooned to a record $68 billion, fueled by sky-high oil imports. And checking Wall Street's progress this morning at this hour, right now the Dow is ahead 50 points, the NASDAQ up 15, and the S&P 500 ahead 6. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
I love to take outdoor pictures, but when my allergies get really bad, my itchy, watery eyes keep me from doing what I love to do. I feel like I'm in a fog. Now, I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm staying in control of my allergies and staying alert. Claritin gives me non-drowsy relief from my worst sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes for 24 hours. And only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies, so I can think more clearly and I won't miss a thing. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. It's going to take an autopsy to determine what killed former state lawmaker Brian Sullivan this weekend. Sullivan's body was pulled from Lake Dillon on Monday. The search is on for a Wyoming public defender missing after a solo camping trip. Kenneth Koski was last seen September 3rd on the trail, but he was due back in Cheyenne September 8th.
Our office was notified on Saturday the 9th at about 3 p.m. of a campsite that was found near Pyramid Lake or in the Pyramid Lake area of the Bridger Wilderness. A journal was found inside the tent which belonged to Mr. Koski, and the last entry was on September 5th.
Koski was reportedly doing a solo camping trip for his 56th birthday. He's an experienced backpacker and camper. Investigators don't suspect foul play. Federal grand jury accusing 43-year-old Utah man James Ray Bobo for interfering with flight crew members and attendants last month. United Flight 535 from Chicago to Salt Lake City was diverted to Denver when Bobo allegedly threw a can at flight attendants. They had refused to serve him more alcohol after he had already had two drinks on the plane. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're starting to iron out along both westbound I-70 near 225 from an earlier crash. They got several cars out of traffic. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike between Church Ranch and Sheridan. Still a little sluggish, though. Eastbound 6th Avenue, eastbound C-470 packed at the usual spots. 6th at Sheridan and C-470 at Broadway. Also have that semi-rollover westbound I-70 at Central City. It's blocking the ramp, but the highway remains open. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Quality. Value. Design. Innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
One of the most vital organizations out there. And J-Mo, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right. There's so much to talk about in so little time. First of all, let's start with the path to 9/11. It's over with now. It's aired. It got beat in the Nielsen's by
football on Sunday night at least. But you guys have got a ton of stuff. Let me start with some of this. On Reliable Sources, which runs on CNN, Howie Kurtz, who writes for the Washington Post, but also hosts this show, highlighted Medved's criticism of Democrats suggested liberal hypocrisy in response to the path to 9/11, but he ignored possibility of hypocrisy by Medved and other conservatives. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. This is kind of a process piece about the debate that's gone on about this story. Some of the conservatives who have defended this film have done so by saying that critics of the film are hypocrites for trying to get it taken off the air when they didn't complain about. Typically, the example they give is the Reagan miniseries that CBS was going to air a few years ago, but that got pulled off amidst conservative complaints. Michael Medved is one such critic who has said that liberals are being hypocritical. Now, the obvious retort there is that says Michael Medved. Medved was somebody who participated in the efforts to get the Reagan film off the air and who defended this path to 9/11. So Howie Kurtz on his CNN show, which is a show about media criticism, basically played this Medved clip of Medved accusing liberals of being hypocrites, but just let it stand there and didn't point out that Medved himself was being hypocritical in this case.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Once again, I mean, it calls into question. I mean, why Howard Kurtz, why he let it get away?
I don't know why he let it get away. If you look at one of the questions Kurtz asked his guest about that Medved comment, he said, Kurtz said, liberals usually oppose censorship or knocking things off television. Now, that question by Kurtz stipulates that what people were trying to do by getting this miniseries off the air was censorship. It wasn't censorship. Nobody was saying that the government should prohibit ABC from broadcasting this. That would be censorship. We were saying that ABC should be responsible and not broadcast something that they have acknowledged is made up, something that completely misstates and distorts the facts about the Clinton administration while giving the Bush administration an inappropriate pass for their own culpability. But nobody was saying that the government should ban the broadcast of this. That's ludicrous. So the word censorship just doesn't apply here. And you would think that Howard Kurtz, who works for two of the nation's leading news organizations and writes about the media, would have some basic understanding of what the word censorship means, but he apparently doesn't.
Yeah, and also the fact that they lied about it early on. I mean, they altered the promos, but the beginning promos that they were running weeks out about this pathway to 9/11 said,
based entirely on
the 9/11 Commission report, and nothing could be farther from the truth there.
No, the promos they were running for it even as late as the weekend in other countries still said that, and if you checked out your TV guide listings, Sunday morning, it probably referred to this as being based on the 9/11 Commission report. That's one of the many problems in this is the way they build it, and that was inaccurate. But of course, the content of the broadcast itself was the biggest problem, the inaccuracies there. But basically, everything about this film from day one has just stunk.
All right, here's one of the big ones for me, and I didn't see this, but I read about it. On Nightline, ABC's Brian Ross reported simply that bin Laden was able to slip away from Tora Bora. That's not true.
Yeah, this is really one of the most astounding pieces of this whole saga over the last 10 days or so, is there's this film focused on the path to 9/11, but what's did it inaccurately. But what's been ignored by the media in large part is the path from 9/11. Is what's happened since then. What has the Bush administration done? And earlier this year, Ron Suskind, who's a former journalist for the Wall Street Journal, who's won the Pulitzer Prize, he published a book called The 1% Doctrine, in which he reveals that President Bush was personally told that if he didn't send U.S. troops to help capture bin Laden at Tora Bora, bin Laden would escape, that the local forces on the ground there just weren't up to the task. And Bush decided not to send more troops, and bin Laden did escape. So that's a fairly explosive revelation in Suskind's book. And we've looked into whether or not other news organizations have either reported further on that or even just mentioned it. And we've found it's really been shocking how completely it's been ignored by the media. ABC in this Nightline piece Sunday night, just said Bin Laden was able to slip away as though, you know, it was just his great genius and not Bush's screw up that did it. Again, last night, you know, as ABC talked a little bit about the so-called war on terrorism and the efforts to combat Al Qaeda, there's no mention of that, of the fact that you know, the fact that we haven't gotten Bin Laden yet, and that Al Qaeda is regrouping, and that things in Afghanistan are turning for the worse, like those aren't just happening spontaneously. They are a result of Bush administration policies. And with all this focus on you know, ABC devoting so much airtime to made up lies about, you know, 1998, what's getting missed here is what's happened in the last 5 years.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jameson Vosier, managing director of Media Matters for America. All right, let's get back to CNN, or let's go to CNN, which we talk about quite frequently, because they just mystify me. Here's one, which I saw this, and I about fell over. Bill Schneider, who I believe, doesn't he work, isn't he based at the American Heritage Institute, isn't he belong to some right-wing think tank?
He's thinking of the American Enterprise Institute.
Is that what it is? Yeah, is he based there? Which CNN never tells you that. And so you have no idea. So you think he's just kind of this lovable kind of grandfather-looking guy who breaks down these polls when he's a member of a partisan organization. But anyway, he falsely claimed an increase in those who blame Clinton for 9/11 when CNN's own poll shows it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah, Schneider was doing a piece yesterday in which he showed that there has been an increase since 2002 in the percentage of people who blame the Bush administration for 9/11. It's gone up from 32% to 45%. He then went on and said, and chalked that up to it being a more partisan era, and said the willingness to blame Clinton has also gone up. Adding, as you know, that's the subject of a controversy involving an ABC television movie. Now, Schneider's own poll, and Schneider is CNN's polling expert, he's the person that they trot out to talk about these things, didn't show an increase in the number of people who blame the Clinton administration. And the dead giveaway for it was that the graphic they showed on screen for Bush showed the 2002 numbers and the current numbers. The graphic they showed on screen for Clinton only showed the current numbers. No comparison. So we looked at it and we found that, in fact, the number's gone down. So the only increase in the number of people willing to blame President Clinton are apparently the filmmakers over at ABC, but not among the American people.
Unbelievable. And, they, you know, of course, nobody calls him on it.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's, you know, just nothing, and, you know, nothing is said, and zing, away it goes, and it's out there over the cable, and nobody steps forward at CNN and says, well, wait a minute, look at the graphic, and wait a minute, I can read the same poll you can, and I don't have, you know, I don't come across with the same answer that you've got. It just boggles your mind when you see that stuff go on. It really does. That they, you know, that they would let that slip out.
Well, what's particularly bad about it is that it's their own poll.
Yeah, I mean, it's by them. So what do they expect? You know? All right. Here's one. NBC AP uncritically reported Cheney touting White House's success in preventing terrorism.
This, again, you know, if you go back to that Susskind book, there are four, five, six major revelations in that book that really should have gotten more attention from the rest of the media, should have gotten any attention from the rest of the media that haven't. And one of them was that many CIA analysts who are Susskind sources believe that the fact that Al-Qaeda hasn't successfully attacked the United States in the last 5 years is not the result of any graded administration successes, but because Al-Qaeda isn't trying to, that they have strategic interests in not attacking now, which I don't know if that's true or not. I'm sure those CIA analysts probably can't be certain whether it's true or not, but what we do know is that the Bush administration constantly invokes the fact that there hasn't been another attack in 5 years as evidence that they're doing something right. Well, it's not evidence of that. There are any number of other explanations, and these CIA analysts have offered some of the other explanations, but the media never points that out. Reporters never say, you know, in fact, there are other indications here. The other thing that, by the way, nobody ever points out whenever Bush or Cheney or somebody says we haven't been attacked since September 11th, we have. There were the anthrax attacks later that year, which everybody's apparently just decided to forget about now, but which killed people and which were terrorist attacks.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I hadn't thought about those either, so... So I, you know, I plead guilty to that. You know, I plead guilty to it as well. And I read Ron Suskind's book, and as far as I could tell, he wasn't interviewed anywhere. I didn't see anybody interviewing him in the media. Do you know of anybody who had him on?
He made a couple of appearances that we've seen, but not many, and there hasn't been any. ABC, just to pick on them a little bit more, ABC has never mentioned either of those revelations, that Bush was personally warned that if he didn't send more troops, Bin Laden would get away at Tora Bora, or this bit about the CIA having concluded that, in fact, Al-Qaeda wasn't trying to attack us right now. They are working.
Oh, we lose him? We lost him. All right, well, there goes Jameson Fosier. There goes JMO. I don't know. The phones went out. Either his phone or our phone. Maybe it's the NSA tapping us. But we lost him. Anyway, go to Media Matters for America. Go to Media Matters, rather, actually, .org, and call JMO back and thank him. And I was about to ask him about the 9/11 coverage. Media Matters says it's skewed to the right. All right. It's open phones now, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. So whatever's on your mind, whether it's the pathway to 9/11 or reaction to yesterday's very momentous and sad day here in American history, or anything else that may be out there that you want to talk about, it's okay with me, because that's what Open Phones is all about. 303-713-7600. If you missed any or part of this show, go to AM7.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
1-800-500-3533.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 82, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Before we get to the phones, I want to tell this story real quick. Barry said I should tell this on the air, and it's true. It's true. I don't think I'm making this up. I don't think I imagine this happening. I believe that it is true. You know, the Walt Disney Company. What for those of you who are in your 50s, and maybe your 40s, you remember this. You remember, and I don't know, Turk, you're probably too young to remember this, when Disney used to have that show on ABC, I think it was on ABC, I don't know, maybe it was on NBC, I can't remember where Disney would have that show on...
Yeah, it was simply called, like, The Wide World of Disney, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they'd have Walt Disney, have these clips of Walt Disney, and he would, like, you know, with cartoon characters and all this stuff. And
yeah, so I'm familiar with it.
All right, and he, you know, he was portrayed as being, you know, Uncle Walt and all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something about Walt Disney. Walt Disney was a vicious, vicious McCarthyite, who was very, very right-wing and anti-labor union and believed that the labor movement in this country was influenced by the Communist Party in the United States. And I'm not denying that some of that's true, but by and large, the majority of it is not true. And was right there with those people. And then, growing up in Orange County, California, it was common knowledge among those of us who were teenagers when we were Jewish, that you didn't go to Disneyland to apply for a job because on the job application, until it was ruled illegal, and I don't know if this is by the Supreme Court or how this happened, but it was ruled illegal that you could not ask somebody what their church or what their religious affiliation was in their employment application. The Disney company used to ask what your employment, what your religious affiliation was. Like, and they would do it by saying, like, what church did you go to? So if you put down, like, well, I went to synagogue, temple, Bethel or something, you couldn't get a job. And that the only people in the 60s and the 50s that were working at Disneyland were blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. All right. So when I went to work for the Disney company, I always felt kind of, like, uncomfortable about that. Let's go to Luke in Denver. Luke, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
My name's Luke. I got to tell you, I'm a young, red-blooded American, and we still believe in the war. I represent every middle-class individual as far as the working man, mechanic out there, servicing your tire, everything else. And I got to say, we still represent the war. And I believe in the war. And I will fight, and I will die for the war.
Well, you know, that's fine, and I think that you have a right to that belief, but I think that polls show that you are not statistically correct, that an overwhelming majority of Americans now have turned against the war.
But
and
the only thing is...
And, hold on, I let you finish.
Okay.
Thank you. And that poll after poll shows not only do have Americans turned against the war, but they've also are now want some kind of an exit strategy. And you say you're a young, red-blooded American. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Why aren't you in the service?
I've tried. I think it's a right, not a privilege, to fight for your country.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if you back the war up and you think that other people's kids should go die, why aren't you actively in the service?
I need to.
Well, and
I've tried three times.
And well, why can't you get in?
A couple mistakes in my life has not let me
into what have you done that they won't let you in?
Just mistakes in my life.
Well,
just,
like what?
Know,
I mean, you get caught smoking pot?
Little...
I mean, you get caught drunk driving? What'd you do?
Well, it was just a couple things in my life, you know, and... It doesn't matter. If carrying oppression, and, you know, if I'm attacked on September 11th, I believe that it's a right, not a privilege, to fight and die for your country. I really
right.
honestly believe that.
All right.
I need you to answer that question.
All right, I will answer the question. I will. Wait a minute. First of all, what question are you asking me? Are you asking me, is it a right or a privilege?
I think that's the question I'm asking you. Why is it a right?
I think it's both.
Not a right.
I think it's both a right and a privilege. And I think anybody has the right to join the service if they meet the eligible requirements.
Exactly.
And I think it's a privilege in order to be able to go and to don a uniform. But hold on a second.
Wait. You're saying if we're tech and we're nuclear bombed, that only the educated can fight for our country?
No, it's not. No, I said no. No requirements. Like, in other words, for instance, do you think that if you're 65 or 70 years of age, do you think you should be able to join the service?
I believe that if you are willing and able, you should be able to.
All right,
and
so
that should 65, be your right.
All right, so if you're 65 or 70 years of age, then you ought to be able to join. In other words, the Armed Services of the United States, like any other organization, like the Denver Police Department or anybody else, should not have any rules, qualifications, or specifications. They should just take anybody, and it doesn't make any difference what physical shape they're in.
We're at war. And the thing
is, you know what, then here's the thing for you. Go join. Okay, don't call a talk show. Go join. If you think I ought to take anybody, go ahead. Go join. But I'm sure the people who are over there fighting are probably going to say, you want to know something? I don't think we want like a 65 or 70-year-old man with a coronary condition out there in the battlefield with us. You know, Luke, I'm sorry, but that's an absolute nonsense call. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Great answer to that guy. And if he has made some mistakes, I got some big news for him. He needs to go back down to the recruiter's office because I just heard the other day that he can go. They're taking convicted felons because they're so hard up to get people, and they're calling up Marines that have been out of the service for a long time. And they're scrounging the bottom of the bucket here to
I think all young Republicans should join.
Oh, absolutely. I see so many, and as a matter of fact, I call them on it when I see Bush 04 stickers on their car. If I happen to get a chance to talk to them, I ask them that, and they're pretty much kind of like Luke. They're kind of lukewarm when it comes to their answers of why they're not there. They're kind of the Cheney thing. They got better things to do. You know, the fighting's for someone else, and they're the patriotic group that talk about it but just don't put it into action. And another thing I wanted to bring up to you were talking to that guy earlier today and mentioning to him about the fact that he was into this protocol thing. It's just amazing how they get stuck on some little issue like that when your major point was the fact that they've lied to the American people. They continue to lie to the American people. Condoleezza does. Cheney does. Rumsfeld does. Colin Powell did. And that's why 43% of Americans, because they've been lied to continually, and it goes on.
Yeah.
And that's why they think that Iraq had to do with it. But let's go back just a little bit further, since they want to rewrite history. Let's talk about Bush's dad. He basically allowed Clinton to fall into a nightmare where 6 weeks after he was president, we got hit with the World Trade Center. Now, what did Clinton do about it? Well, he doesn't go back and start pointing fingers that Bush's dad allowed this to happen. 6 weeks he was president, not 9 months like Bush was. He goes and cleans up the mess. He convicts. He hunts down all the people, the perpetrators that did it. They're all convicted. They're in prison right now. Then he's got Y2K to deal with. What does he do? He goes out quietly about his business, protects his country, thwarts all types of attacks that this country had against it, and he basically stopped a huge attack that they were going to have on the LAX airport out in L.A. And does he walk around and thump his chest and pat himself on the back? No. He does his job. He lets things, he protects the people. He doesn't blame Bush's dad for everything. And he knew that the buck stopped at the White House, and he took care of business. So these people that want to rewrite history and Bush W was sitting there protocol with that stupid look on his face in a classroom reading My Pet Goat. Yeah, he was bewildered. And I think the reason why the Secret Service didn't yank him out of there is because he probably would have pulled back, don't touch me, and he'd have created a scene.
Well, now I think you're being, you know, now. You don't know that that's the case,
but he doesn't either, Jay. I'm just going along the lines. He doesn't know that it's protocol that Bush sat there and was supposed to be in there. That's not a secure place. I mean, if we wanted to go along his line of reasoning that Cheney had to be secure before they could do anything with Bush, I don't think a classroom in Florida was a secure place for Bush. I think you know.
No,
take
but I
him.
Think no, but I think, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm doing it. But I think that because I got to go to traffic. But
sure.
You know what? To me, it's not a debate worth having. To me, the debate worth having is what the administration did afterwards.
That's true.
I mean, that's the bigger problem because
that's
now,
exactly true.
Now we've got all this damage. Now we've got all these problems. Now we're stuck. And I ask it yesterday, I'll ask it again. We started out with such unity on 9/12. And now, here we are, 9/12/2006, and we're so divided.
Absolutely.
And you know what? History is not going to be a kind judge of this administration. Kevin, thank you, man.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thanks for playing the Keith Olbermann part two.
You got it, man.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
9:32, 20 minutes in front of 10. Our favorite conservative on traffic. How can you stand all of this? Gina Michaels.
Sometimes I...
See, I mean,
I don't
you know,
know
what? You know what we're saying is right. You know what we're saying is right. Your man has been proven wrong over and over again. We love you anyway.
I listen patiently, and it doesn't affect how I feel about you at all, Jay.
But does it affect how you feel about the current administration?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're in good shape, almost back to normal for Metro Denver. Still a little heavy southbound 25 cutting across downtown, and 225 is congested in Aurora through the Tech Center. Central City, your exit ramp from westbound I-70 is blocked from a rolled semi. That happened earlier. Looks like it could be there for a while, but the freeway...
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Not going to happen.
Part one of today's seminar is titled, How to Close the Deal. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, see you tomorrow for part two.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid a lot of money for the seminar, and all I get is a tryhoovers.com web address?
If you're prepared, you will close the deal. And to be prepared, you need to visit Hoovers at tryhoovers.com.
I still don't get it. I already spent days researching client websites, press releases. Why Hoovers?
Hoovers is the only place with all the information and insight you need to close the deal. You'll have access to accurate, up-to-the-minute information about industries and key executives that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So I can spend less time researching and more time with my clients by just visiting tryhoovers.com?
Go check it out. Hoovers is fast and it saves you time. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 937. Actually, I lied. Make me a member of the administration. It's 938 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm day 82, mostly sunny. It's open phones. Let's get back to the phones. And we go to Todd in the Lions. Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Just fine, Todd. How about you?
Oh, man, most excellent. Colorado's a beautiful state.
Yep, sure is.
Well, I'd like to respond to, and I doubt he's listening to you, but the younger fellow that called up, the 27-year-old that, you know, had a few things in his life that kept him out of the military.
Oh, Luke, yeah.
Oh, man, pretty presumptuous to think that he represents young America. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know too many young Americans out there. I don't know, I'm 33. I guess I'm not that young, but, you know, I hang out with a wide variety and range of age groups, and, man, they definitely they don't feel that way.
Well, and, you know, anybody who calls a talk show and says, well, I represent young America, I represent the majority of young America, I represent the majority of Democrats, I represent the majority of Republicans, I represent the majority of Jews, I represent the majority of Catholics, Christians, Irish, Polish, you know, African Americans, Hispanics, whatever, you know what, they don't, because, you know, it's impossible to have talked to every single, you know, person out there and said, well, gee, you know, I conducted a poll all across America, and here's what, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know what his thing was. I don't know where he's coming from, and I would have been very interested to find out what it was that he believed was keeping him out of the military.
Well, it must have been something pretty serious, because don't they need people right now.
Well, I mean, do you remember, you know, I don't mind mentioning somebody on another radio station.
Sure.
Peter Boyles, who does mornings over on KHOW, and I always say that he and I, when it comes to immigration, we don't agree, but we're good friends. We don't see each other socially, but I see him every single morning, and we talk about stuff.
Sure.
We were talking the other morning about this, that we remember growing up with guys who would get in trouble with the law, and the judge would give them two choices. One, you could go to jail, or two, you could go in the armed services.
Sure.
Well, so how much has changed between now and then?
Who knows? Yeah, to be honest with you, when I was out of high school, 1992 I graduated, and I went into the Marine Corps, and, you know, I served my country, and I'm pretty much the exact opposite of the kind of person that I was when that happened, you know, and it actually taught me a lesson. But, you know, I got caught smoking pot or, who knows what, nothing that big. And they had no problem with that. You know, I signed, like, one other piece of paper that said, oh, you know, you talked to the recruiter, and in between the time that you talked to the recruiter and the time that you're actually, you know, getting ready to go to boot camp, you smoke some weed, here, sign this thing, and that's it. And that was it. So that fellow must have done something quite serious.
Yeah. I agree. And to me, young Republicans, young conservatives that are on college campuses,
yeah,
that are running around, you know what? If they think that this is so right, and I don't begrudge them for thinking that it's right. I mean, we all have opinions.
Sure.
I would argue passionately with them that they're wrong, but if they think that this thing is so correct, that this is the correct maneuver for this country, and they think it's so right, then why don't they go join? What are they doing going to school?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Jay. And in fact, I agree with most of what you have to say. You know, I listen quite a bit, and that's actually the first time I've ever called into a show like this. You know, I was very apathetic for years and years. And, in fact, the first time that Bush you know, falsely won the first election, somebody tried to talk to me about it, and I was like, oh, just, you know, it swings to the right, it swings to the left. I don't really care, you know. I'm a full-time musician, you know. It doesn't really have an effect on me. The tax cuts don't ever help and or hurt me, whoever's in office, and just, you know, leave me alone. It's no big deal. And now, you know, I mean, I'm like, I listen, I read, you know, I go to websites, I'm involved, you know, I make sure that I vote. You know, I mean, I'm not out, like, protesting, but man, if there was one that I felt strongly in and knew about, I would do it for sure.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, and you know what, I'm glad you're out there and glad you're listening, and I'll do my best to up that amount of disagreement.
Great, yeah.
All right,
thank you very much, Jay. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, call me again.
For sure. Take care.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Robert.
This is going to change the subject just a little bit.
That's okay.
But,
I don't care.
Basically, what I wanted to talk about, my wife and I both watched the interview of Dick Cheney by Tim Russert this weekend.
Right.
And both of us had exactly the same impression, which was, well, for all effective purposes, there's your president, is exactly what both of us thought when we were listening to him talk. And, in fact, he actually made a policy statement in the interview when he was asked by Russert, how would we define victory in Iraq? He just came out and he said, well, we would define it as these three things. And I can't remember exactly wording of the three things. But the point was he did not precurse the statement with, well, the president thinks or the Security Council thinks or anything like that. He just came out and he established policy in that interview, which, as far as I know, that's not his job to do. I mean, he basically made like a presidential stance in that interview. And then another disturbing thing he said was that if he knew at the time they decided to go into Iraq, in fact, that there were no WMDs, he said they would have done the same thing. We would have preemptively attacked a country that was of no threat to us whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's what he said in the interview.
Well, you know something? Let me tell you about Dick Cheney. I don't know if this is true or not, but there was an article on Sunday's paper. If you go to you can go look it up and you read it yourself. If you go to HuffingtonPost.com, scroll way down, because you got to look for it, because it's been out there for a while, and it's titled Cheney Radioactive. It's taking a quote from a New York Times article that ran on Sunday. Cheney has lost influence in the administration, according to the New York Times. But you're right, he did have, and he may still have, okay, the Times may be wrong, but he had a lot of influence, and when you read this article, and you read about the influence that he had, and the things that he has done, yeah, you know what? You're right. I mean, he was co-sharing power with Bush, and in some cases, he was usurping it. And, yeah, his rhetoric is, I mean, it's, I watched it. I mean, it's totally and completely out to lunch. I mean, you know what he says? You know what? I'll tell you. He's, at the end of this article, it has this quote from him. Listen to this. This quote says, in essence, my political career will end with this administration. And more or less, he's saying that history will have to judge how we did and how I did. And you know something? I don't think history is going to be very kind. I really don't. Robert, thanks, man.
Hey, no problem.
All right, talk to you.
Bye.
9:45, 15 away from 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Drive around town is in real good shape right now. Good speeds on all the highways, I-25, 225, I-70 on either side of the city. No problems on 6th Avenue or 470. Boulder Turnpike in great shape to and from. And around Boulder, no worries. It's in the high country in I-70. We've got a couple of snags. Still had that rollover accident on the ramp to Central City blocking that, but the highway is open. And the Eisenhower Tunnel, still can expect some delays there with the closure of westbound for the paving project. Both east and westbound sharing the eastbound side of the tunnel again today. As far as weather goes, sunny and upper 70s. A beautiful day in store. Clear and cool tonight, low 52. Sunny and mid-80s both tomorrow and Thursday. Right now it's 61 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take College or Foothills to experience the new sensation that's sweeping the nation. Macy's is now at the Foothills.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French.
But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Conceptions is about LASIK eye surgery. You know what? Most folks, and I believe this too, that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But you know what? Like many other misconceptions, I found out that, you know what, that's wrong. It just isn't true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. And you know something? Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today, set up a consultation, get the facts, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit them on the web at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who has left this hole in the ground? We have not forgotten, Mr. President. You have. May this country forgive you.
Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown, 9:49. It's 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. If you missed when we played this, go to am760.net. You can search it down on the podcast. It's absolutely there for you. And it's in the 8 o'clock hours when you want to look for it. All right, it's open phones. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Kevin. Come on, Jay. Ken in Lakewood. Ken, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks, Jay.
Sure.
This business of that we haven't had any attacks since 9/11 is just the craziest thing I ever heard. We've just put our butts that much closer to the terrorists. I mean, all you have to do is get on their two legs and walk somewhere now, and they can get to the United States somewhere or another. It's really interesting that we've had about the same number of casualties, and which is really sad. And we've also had the same number, or even probably more, injured since 9/11. And it just shows the fallacy of this policy that, you know, we're just putting ourselves on the line in places where you have no business being on the line. And you know, that's why there've been no attacks over here. It's so easy over there. Why bother with over here anymore?
Well, I agree, and there was a report out yesterday, in the Washington Post, that we have lost control of Anbar province to Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, and they are running things there, and people on the ground doubt that we will ever get control of that area again, and it's 50,000 square miles that Al-Qaeda now has to operate in Iraq.
Yeah. Well, that book, The Prince of the Marshes, is a real good read, too, on how you're trying to do nation building in a place you don't really understand. That's real interesting stuff, too. I'd recommend that to anybody.
Who's that by? Do you know who it's by? All right.
Rory somebody, okay?
Just give me the title.
It's in the bookstores right now. It's Prince of the Marshes. And, you know, he did a couple of precincts or districts there, states or whatever they call them, in Iraq. And, you know, he was the first in line or the second in line trying to run those places under Bremer. And you just see the fallacy of it when you see all these factions competing for power and everything else. It's an amazing read. Another thought I had for you was, it's a little cynical, but it seems to explain a lot to me. With the Bush administration, their policy is always about the money. All you got to do is follow the money. I mean, it's a simple idea. It's cynical, but it sure explains a lot of their stuff, explains why they want to keep military procurement running. You know, no-bid contracts forever with those guys. That's why they have no intention of ending this conflict. It's too lucrative for them, and you just look at all their other policies, whether it's Social Security, school vouchers, prescription drugs, especially oil and energy. It's all about the money flowing to their side of the column, and it's just an amazing thing to see something that consistent.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's being cynical. I think there's a big degree of truth in that, and I don't think that they're the only administration that's engaged in this behavior. I think we have past administrations that have engaged in this behavior. Eisenhower warned against the military-industrial complex. There have been a lot of administrations, you know, including Clinton and the LBJ and, you know, Carter to a lesser extent, and, of course, Nixon, and, of course, Reagan and Bush 1. And I don't think that, you know, that's any secret. And this... You know, a lot of what we're reaping now, is stuff we've sown through past actions, and you'd think that we would sit back and have some kind of examination of our behavior and ourselves, but apparently, I guess, either we're not capable of it or we don't want to do it.
Well, we either understand history or are doomed to repeat it. So we need education out there in a terrible way.
Yep, I you know what, I think you're right. Ken, thank you, man. Great call. All right. What a good call that was. All right, let's go to James in Parker. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is my first time I've ever talked to you, and I'm talking to you about a subject that's extremely hard for me. I want to address the young 27-year-old gentleman who is glorifying joining the service for his country. I proudly served during the first Gulf War, and I'm very sad to tell you that I've taken life. And my father has also served proudly in Vietnam and have taken lives. It's not a glorified thing. What was this gentleman's name, 27-year-old kid?
Luke.
Luke, it's not a glorified thing. I am sick and tired of listening to people in our administration who have never served a single day and people who are so eager to join but always come up with some kind of excuse. I felt that way once. And I have to deal with this on a daily basis. And it's not fun.
Are you getting help for it?
The help that I can get. It's not fun, Jay. And I hope Luke is listening. This is not fun. It's not a glorified thing taking someone else's life. And if he thinks it is, he needs to find out for himself. And I pray to God that he doesn't come out like me. And
what help are you getting? Are you seeing a psychiatrist?
Yes, I am, and I'm also seeing a family counselor, and I'm also seeing a marriage counselor. I have nightmares. I have trouble dealing on a daily basis with my job. I'm given a phony name because I don't want people to know what I'm going through.
Sure, I understand.
And Luke, this. I don't know what else to tell you, Luke. If you represent all young people of America today, I'm extremely sad. And it has to get better, Jay.
And it will. You know what? It's going to get better, and you're going to get better. And let me tell you, as somebody who has a long experience with struggling with mental health, man, just hang in there. Continue to keep going. Continue to keep working on it. And you'll get a hold of it, and you'll conquer it, and you'll get the peace and the tranquility and the understanding that you want, that you deserve, and that you desire. And feel free to email me anytime off the air. I'm with you there, man. I'm going Wednesday to my shrink, and I have a daily struggle. I'm not equaling what I went through with you, but what I am saying is, if I can do it, anybody can do it, and you can certainly do it. You know, I love you, man. You can do it.
Thank you, sir.
You can do it. And, you know, just call me Jay. And you can do it. And I'll tell you what, pal, I hope I meet you face-to-face. Because you know what? You, to me, represent America. And not only that, I just feel for you, man. I understand what that struggle is. I understand what it is when you just don't want to get out of bed and how hard it is to keep a job and how hard it is to keep going and to stay in a relationship. Man, I understand all that. Boy, if there's any way I can help you, James, My door is totally 100% open.
You'll be hearing from me.
All right, email me, man. We'll get in touch, and we'll talk.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, James, take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, we talk about it so often on the air about mental health, and what he's going through is not right. But he'll do it, and anybody can do it if I can do it. And it is, it's a struggle. But James, you're the man. And if I can help you in any way, I will. And I mean that for everybody. Whether it's brought on by the Gulf War or whether it's just a chemical imbalance that you fight. I mean, it's rough. It's really rough. And the understanding of it is rough. Most people don't get it. Most people just do not get it. All right. John, that's it. We'll wrap it up for today. Tomorrow, we'll be back starting at 6 a.m. I will try very, very hard tomorrow morning not to lose my cool. I really will. Been some challenging calls. And once again, James, man, I love you.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-